Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. Yes, 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 yes. Welcome back to another episode of Revive. It's your girl, POC. I'm coming live on your airways each and every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Make sure you guys spread the word, spread the message right now. We are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Or you can go to tune in. You can go to the website or download the app and just search Time for an Awakening. You can hit meet your girl, POC, live on your airways from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. each and every Sunday. I got your girl, Harmony, the goddess, in the building with me, holding it down as always. And we got a special guest in the building today. You got your girl Tab Money. She in Philly this weekend, y'all. Stand up, stand up. We got your girl Tab Money in the building.
What it do?
Yes, yes, man. Today is going to be a great show. Today is the Sunday edition here on Revive. So, you know, we got your boy Keith Taylor coming through later on around 12 p.m. He's going to be coming on talking a little politics, you know, the actual factuals. Definitely, you want to stay tuned to your boy Keith Taylor with the left side of politics. Make sure you guys follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TLS Politics. Follow them right now. They got the ins and the outs, the what you need to know. Follow your boy Keith Taylor. Shout out to Revive as well. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. You can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram as well. We will read your comments, your posts, anything you want live on air while we are on each and every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Join in on the conversation, man. We need to get you in on the conversation today. You know how you can do that? By giving us a call, 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. Yo, Harmony. It's Sunday, man. It's Sunday. And the weather last night, I was like, oh, Mother Nature is not playing with us this fall, this winter. She is coming for the ankles. If you got your jeans rolled or cuffed, please put them down now, because she is not playing with them ankles, man. She was biting my ankles last night. I said, oh, my God, where is my coat?
Not biting your ankles, though. Not biting your ankles. Peace and blessings to the planet right now. It's Harmony, the goddess, coming to you live on Revive. But definitely Mother Nature, it is fall. So how they falling into this Revive gear, though? How they falling into this Revive gear? Check out this Revive gear. They got the fall coming up. You got
already know that fall fashion is popping. I kind of like that. How they falling into the Revive gear this fall? Yeah, so in order for you to fall into this Revive gear, I need you guys to hit who? Tab Money up right now, man. Tab Money got all the merchandise. If you're looking for that Russell Brand, that Revive, that CBE, it's a lifestyle kind of gear, man. Make sure you guys hit Tab Money. Yo, Tab Money, how can they find this Russell Brand? Like, man, everybody looking for. And let them know we in Goes Gym next Monday, too. We coming live in Goes Gym.
All right, so since due to popular demand... November, I'm going to be bringing the Russell Brand, the CBE gear, the Russell Revive gear to the CBE Lifestyle website starting November. Give me like the first 2 weeks of November. I'm going to have everything jumping and popping. But one way that you could get the Revive gear, the Russell Brand gear, the CBE Lifestyle gear is to connect with me via social media. You can see me in person. You can hit me on my phone. Hit me up direct and personally, and I can get at you with some events. I have exclusives, so everything is not going up on the website. Only like the common stuff that we have multiple merchandise of will be going up on the website. But right now, we're just doing everything exclusive. And we only doing onesies. So if you buy a Revive merch or if you buy a Russell Brand merch, it's one of a kind. Nobody else about to have that on, so.
Definitely.
Yeah, I just need you to hit me up so you can get this Revive gear. Hey, we got callers on the line. What's going on? Caller, you live? Where you, on Revive, where you from?
Hi, I'm from Woodenboro, New Jersey. Justin Kansas. How are you
I'm doing awesome. How about yourself?
I'm great. I'm great.
So how can we help you on Revive today? What you got? You got a shout out for us? You trying to call in, drop some knowledge? What's good?
I'm calling out for the big girls.
Oh, that's coming up later. We do got a weekly thrill guest coming up. Yes, so definitely stay tuned, Miss Jessie. I love your support, man. I love your support. So definitely stay tuned. She's going to be coming up around 11:25. I know she's going to have some information for you. So definitely stay tuned.
Okay, because I'm one of the big girls, honey.
Yes, we do have a weekly guest coming through today as well. She's going to be an amazing, amazing guest. Yo, Harmony, tell us a little bit about our guest today. I know she's going to come on and kill it and tell us all about what she does, you know, with her platform. But tell us a little bit about your guest.
Well, definitely, she's a millennial, and she is promoting a brand that is about self-acceptance and body acceptance. We're living in this world where there's so many stigmas on body shapes and skin complexions and heights that she took that initiative to step outside of herself and create a brand to promote that, so that way people can feel more acceptance with themselves. As a woman, we battle so many struggles that this is very important, just loving yourself and not being ashamed that you are a fat girl or a skinny girl or a tall girl or a short girl, but just living in confidence with that. And so she creates different mentorships and workshops surrounding that brand of Dear Fat Girl. And so we're so excited for her to come on and definitely talk about her brand and what she's doing for the community as well.
Definitely. I can't wait till that weekly thrill guest come on. But right now it is homecoming season, man. I want to get into this homecoming season, man. It's homecoming season, y'all. Did y'all see that crowd out there at Howard University? They was calling it the Black Coachella, man. The Black Coachella. All those beautiful black and brown people standing and congregating, man. That's what I call a congregation right there, man. I know there was some conversations. I know there was some, you know, some dialect, some intellectual dialect. I know it was bring it back like we never left kind of conversations. I know it was some remember when kind of conversation. Yo, it was so much probably going on in that crowd that just felt like we all had to be a part of it. Yo, that crowd looked larger than Donald Trump's inauguration, to be honest with you. Yo, I didn't even know that many, you know, black people still reside in Chocolate City. It felt like people was, you know, traveling to get to Howard homecoming, because it really looked like Chocolate City just on Howard's campus. Like, welcome back to the black. Like, I was like, yes to the excellence out there, man. Definitely. And the mayor, actually, she dedicated yesterday, October 21st, to Howard University. So now going forward, every year, October 21st, it will be Howard University's day. That's an amazing feeling, yo. Stand up, HBCU, stand up. But my thing is, Tap Money actually put a spin on it as well, because she hit me with the question like, so how is the school benefiting from all this? You know, is any of the money getting kicked back to the school? Is any of the money getting kicked back to different organizations at the school? How is the money being, you know, split? How is just athletics getting the money, or they're going to academic scholarships? Is it going to the chess club? You know what I'm saying? Because I would have loved to have been part of the chess club. I know how to play chess nowadays. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that I would be interested in, you know. So I just want to know, is the library about to get some money? Is the city, the community, all the homeless people that hang out on Howard University's campus, like, are they about to get a piece of the pie? I just want to know, because all of them are a collective to that community. What you thinking, Tab?
Man, I'm thinking that we just got to find ways to be productive, effective, and efficient when it comes to things like that. Yeah, we can celebrate all of us coming together and staying drama-free, laughing, partying, having a good time, having a blast, enjoying ourselves, enjoying others around us and the space between us. But my whole thing, like, what is the strategic plan of Howard Day on October 21st? Mm-hmm. Is this about to bring the city money? Is this about to bring the school money? Are we about to create jobs? Like, what is the purpose? Shout out to Brunel on Georgia Ave. I was supposed to be vending up there. Excuse me. I was supposed to be vending up there. But Brunel on Georgia Avenue, they are part of Howard Homecoming as well, each and every year for about a good 30 to 40 plus years. But my man's in there, he always asks me, what's the purpose? Mm-hmm. So what's the purpose of making October 21st Howard Day? Like, what is that going to do to the city? What kind of changes are we looking for? And then my other question is, just because it's homecoming season, so, like, yeah, it's the fun. Yeah, it's bringing back memories. Yeah, it's bringing it back around. But again, what is the purpose of us doing this? How are we being effective and efficient and strategizing with our movements?
I'm with you on that one. Definitely, I feel you. And that's how I felt kind of sort of about Chaney's homecoming yesterday, because we definitely went up to Chaney University's homecoming. You know, we were supposed to be part of the homecoming festivities and everything, and it just didn't work out as we planned. But at the same time, just looking around and seeing, you know, everything that was going on there, I was looking like, especially as you broke it down to the effective and the efficient part of it, it didn't look as if, you know, the university was trying to get back to where they, you know, should never left from. So that was one thing, because if you look around, you didn't really see too much administration. If you look around, you didn't see too much of a hype kind of crowd. It was just someone looking for the next party or the next move, you know, versus at, I'm not even trying to compare, you know, Chaney University to any other universities, but I'm just saying, like, if you look around, I didn't even see like an information table out there. Did anyone see an information table out there, pamphlets or anything, you know, to give out to people to advertise for the school and things like that? I didn't see that. But I know, you know, when I walked on other schools' homecoming, they actually had, you know, university gear. They had different information, different, you know, different information to give to people to let them know about the school, the tuition, the dorms, the majors that they offer, things of that nature. And I didn't get that kind of quite so feeling from Chaney, but I went there to for a party. I ain't gonna lie, because I'm alumni myself, so I went there for a party. But at the same time, I still would have loved to see that school aspect. Now that you broke it down, I definitely have a better vision of how a homecoming should look, and it should be about bringing the alumni back to get into their pockets, honestly, truly. And it was not, I didn't see like an alumni section for donations. And I think that that's what that university needs at this time. Chaney University needs donations. They're in debt. They're, you know, the world is circulating about Chaney's debt. You know, Chaney is about to, air quote, about to close because of the amount of debt that they're in. But if they had other resources and they could have utilized that as a resource, and if, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, give me a call right now, 215-490-9832. If you've seen some information out there, you've seen some donation setups and things like that, then give me a call, because I definitely didn't see that myself. Because as alumni, all of us was there looking for a party, but at the same time, all of us there could have helped our university to, you know, stay afloat, to stay alive, you know, such as Revive, because we alive. So that's what I'm saying. Like, was they working in the favor of the university? What about you, Harmony? You know, you went there, you graduated from there. How did you feel about the homecoming activities that you saw while you were there yesterday?
I didn't really see a lot of activities. It's so great to be back on the CU campus, because I do still love my school as well. But I didn't really see any activities going on. It was, you know, people just connecting with each other outside and, you know, mingling with each other, basically. But it was not really anything, any type of activities or events that were going on that can kind of benefit more to homecoming. But also, there may have been panel discussions and workshops earlier in the day or earlier in the week as well, for the National Alumni Association to come together. But I didn't really see anything, honestly.
For me, it was like, where was the organized fun for the babies who come with their parents, who come, the alumni who come year after year after year when they graduated in 1970 and they come with their kids? Where was the organized fun for the kids? Where was the organized fun for the students? Where was the organized fun for the staff and the administration? And where was the organized fun for everybody? Like, it literally needs to be something there for everyone, and I didn't see it. Granted, we did go there looking for a party and to vent, and I was out purpose, but I didn't, the intentions of the university's purpose was not clearly visible to me when I arrived on campus. It just looked like, yeah, a big old block party or a big old cookout. And even I can even say we're the same for Howard, because I know most of the activities that go down on Howard, which they give to the students, is Yard Fest. Like, they put on a concert for the students, so and just for general public, because anybody can come on Yard Fest. It doesn't necessarily, like you said, people travel from all over the world starting Wednesday to come to Howard Homecoming. And the city, yeah, the city been jumping all week, but it's the whole part of, like, are we strategic enough? It's like, oh, we want this turnout to happen at our school's homecoming, so let's have a party for the students, an organized party for the students so they can come in, have a safe space, and just different things. Do you have basketball games, like student basketball games, intramural games, flag football, cheerleading, dancing, hand dancing for the elders, like just different stuff, poetry. It's so much organized fun that we can have at homecomings. You just got to shout out to your SGA boys. Like, y'all need to turn up, SGA. Like, bring it back. If y'all need some creativity, just hit up Tab Money. POC got the number.
I'm already on it. The number is 215-490-9832. Yes, yes. Give us a call right now. If you are someone who is a, you know, a product of an HBCU, we're talking about HBCU homecomings. I never really experienced a PWI homecoming. But if you are a product of an HBCU and you went to your homecoming this year, we want to hear about it right now on Revive. So give us a call right now, 215-490-9832. But one thing, what you said about the organized fund is cool because that's, you know, 75% of what homecoming is about. You know, organized fun is definitely what 75% of homecoming is all about. But my thing is, like, I'm with the organized fun, but when it comes to HBCUs, we're struggling in so many different departments when we're lacking in money. We're missing the money. We're missing, you know, the pie. We're not getting the piece of the pie that we deserve when it comes to the budgets for state schools and things of that nature. So when it comes to HBCUs, we should be hitting our alumni for money. I know it sounds like, you know, we're begging, but it's not a beg. If you are someone who really, truly loves your HBCU, supports your HBCU, you want to see your HBCU survive and stand on its own without begging for money from the state, then it, you know what I mean? It's our duty. It's our responsibility as graduates, as the from that institution, to put money back into that institution. So we're only coming to spend money on the vendors and, you know, have fun and turn up, whatever that may be. We're not putting money back into our school. We're going to leave that school campus, that quad, you know, that Sunday, whatever, and we're going to go back home and nothing's going to change. You know, your school is still going to be in debt. So that's my biggest concern, is like, where are the fundraisers? Where are the donation booths? Where are the pamphlets? Where, you know, is the literature for people to reach out? You know, if there's a link, everybody there, you know, at the Yard Fest, such as at Howard, they could have used that as a super campaign. Every artist who stepped foot on that stage should have been part of their contract. Make sure you shout out, you can donate to Howard University at X, Y, and Z. Go click this link now. Anything to get money into that school pockets.
You got to think about the people who went to Howard, or quote unquote honorary graduates from Howard. Howard's getting donations. So you got to talk about Clark Atlanta. You got to talk about Morehouse. You got to talk about all these other places that are going through homecoming season. Because you got to think about it. The month of October is all homecoming season until you get the spring homecomings. But it's just to think about what school is getting donations. You got to think about it. It's the popular schools. It's not the less known schools where nobody's even talking about, or nobody rarely goes to, or who have the low populations. So it's just like, you got to be accountable for what you're doing in your community. So you got to give back and you got to fund. It goes back to the whole group economics thing we was talking about last week on Tab Money Habits. It's like that dollar has to circulate. This, you went to the school so you can get a job and so you can further your career. Now you have to give back to the school so now it can happen for the younger generation after you. So that dollar has to circulate, continue to circulate so that we can continue to grow and not have to be dependent on state funding or federal funding or loans and this and that.
I'm with you on that. And definitely go to the bookstore and buy a new shirt. Everybody out there still wearing the shirts from when they was in school. I'm like, yo, bro, you're not going to cop a new Cheney shirt, bro. For real. But let's get to this caller real quick. We got a call on the line. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from? All right, I think we lost that caller. But yes, that's definitely a key point. We gotta update it. We definitely gotta update it right now. You gotta get a new shirt. You can't keep coming back to homecoming with the same old dirty shirt with the calf stain on it still. You can't keep doing that. What you about to say?
I was just about to say, I actually, when I went into Marcus Foster, I didn't even see a bookstore any longer. So my question is, where do people shop to actually support the CU and get that merchandise if they wanted to even, you know, purchase that? Like, where would they go? Do they even have a website? Do they have another alternative? So, I don't know. That's where I'm thinking. Like, I didn't even see a bookstore in here. And that's where all of our stuff usually be.
I mean, I feel you on that, and that's where that information table comes in. That's, you know, that's where you should see administrators sitting down at a Cheney booth. It should, I didn't even see a Cheney booth out there, you know what I mean? Just for Cheney people, just for, like, you know, people have legacies, you know, when they send their child and their child's child and their child's child child to that university, that creates a different legacy and things of that nature. So that's also something, that's a great point, because I didn't see that as well. I definitely didn't see that as well. But yes, once again, it's homecoming season. I want you guys to hit us up and tell us about your homecoming season 2017. We want to know how you feeling. And at the same time, yo, Cardi B was over there tripping last night. She went off. I'm sorry. I'm a roommate on the Shade Room, so I got to call this one out, man. Man, right now, Cardi B over there tripping. Her and Offset broke up last night, but then this morning she put up a post saying, "My bad, the Brooklyn girl came out of me. I was tripping and Waffle House on me." I'm like, yo, what is up with this one right here, bruh? I was like, yo, because the tea was spilling last night. Everybody was like, yo, Cardi, what's going on? What's going on? And she ain't give us no tea, but then this morning we woke up and she trying to treat him to Waffle House. Like, yo, what is, man, this new millennial relationship, situationship, and I blame it all on SZA. SZA started it with that weekend crap, you know what I'm saying? I'm blaming it on.
Please don't do that to her. Please don't do that to her. We was having this conversation the other day about clear intentions. Like, we get into these relationships and nobody state what their intentions are. Like, are we dating? Are we in a one-on-one relationship? Are we courting each other? Are we engaged? Are we fiancés? Are we married? Like, what are we literally doing? Like, literally, we got to go into these relationships with clear intentions and communication. And that's what's lacking right now in the millennial relationship. So once we get in these relationships and we doing whatever we want to do, and the miscommunication causes drama. So now it's like, you looking at me and you like, what are you doing? But I'm like, son, been on me the whole time. But I never clearly stated that to you. I never sat down, had a conversation with you about, like, what are my intentions? What am I trying to do with you? Like, I'm only looking for this. I only want this one thing. Or I only want these two things. Or, yeah, this is literally what I'm trying to do. This and that. And everything else, like, I can't help you. You either want to partake or you don't want to partake. And how can we have a understanding about it? Let's get into these callers.
Definitely, let's get into this caller. We got a call on the line. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from? You coming out of New York. We see you coming out of New York. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. All right, I guess we dropped that caller as well. But I kind of sort of don't agree with you, because I feel like we be looking towards these labels. Like, everybody is trying to get a label. Like, yo, nah, you got to give me a label. I ain't about to talk to you without no label. Like, nah, I ain't about to keep texting you if you don't call me your text message, boo. Like, what? Like, then you want me to say your number in my phone. Like, that's when it gets serious, when you start saving numbers and whatnot. But, yes, I think that becomes the problem with us as millennials, is because we don't address the situation head on. You know what I mean? So we just think that we're going to walk into a situation, be in a situation for about 2-3 months and not address it. And I think that's where the lines get blurred. But then after the third month, everybody's looking for a label. Like, now to us, because we sold popcorn and microwave, 3 months for like a long time, but it's nothing, bro. You just got my favorite color about a week ago. You know what I'm saying? So by us being, you know, the millennial generation, we got technology in our hand, we got information at the palm of our fingertips. It's like, nah, you can find somebody in a quick minute. You know what I'm saying? I can get lost in, you know what I'm saying? I can swipe, hey, I can get lost, you know what I'm saying, in the next Instagram post. You know what I'm saying? Somebody post a post, I can get lost. So you know what? No, I need to claim mine. I need to be claimed. I need to be, you know, labeled real quick.
Yo, millennials, if y'all listening out there, all the listeners, if y'all starting dating or whatever you want to call it, the first week, I need you to set your intentions. I need you to be honest. I need you to be transparent, because that's literally what's causing the miscommunication. The key point here is communication up front. Set your intentions up front, and trust me, the rest of the way will be smooth transition. Nobody will be confused. There will be no room for assumptions. There will be no room for gray area, anything. Everything is up front. If you're not getting what I'm asking for, then we just moving on. We got to be adults about it. It's no time. Yeah, we know that we're in a microwave popcorn area, so, or generation. So we just got to We got to know how to be, again, going back to my favorite two words, effective and efficient about it, and just set your intentions. What's wrong with communicate? I feel like we don't know how to communicate with one another no more, and that's literally the problem. So start talking with one another. Talk about the random things we don't talk about. Don't talk about what you're doing. Every day you texting your significant other or the person you trying to seek after, what you doing? You good? With this boring conversation, like these not even open-ended questions, like you literally got to go into some critical thinking, some thoughts, ask some questions that you never even thought to ask before. Whatever's on your mind, just free up yourself. That's what type of Sunday it is. Free up yourself.
Yeah, I'm with it. Harmony, what you was about to say? You was over here like, nah, I got something to say.
No, I was just going to say it's definitely about communication and just being honest, like just from being honest from day one. So that way there's no misunderstandings. There's no, oh, I thought this or I assumed this. It's just honestly, a lot of people don't take that initiative to be honest and to really say what they want because they're trying to excuse people's feelings or go around the bush. And it's just like. It just caused even more confusion in the end.
Be real with me.
Right, exactly.
I'm with you on that one. And before we go to this quick commercial break, I want to get into this last caller. Let's hope this one don't drop. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. What is up? It sounds like it's True Heart. How you feeling?
I'm good. Hello. Hi, guys. This is True Heart. No, I agree with everything Tab is saying because at the end of the day, not only is it about intentions, and I agree with Harmony in regards to trust and communication, but it's also expectations. And I think we get too comfortable in relationships. Well, we get too comfortable in situationships that we think that it's a relationship and you're really not. You're just playing the role. But at the end of the day, people still doing this, that, and the third. So I love this conversation. And POC, don't come for SZA.
Because she started with that whole Weekend song, so it's confusing people. So people out here really thinking, like, you know what I'm saying, that can work. So that's like my next question. Like, do you think that Weekend song is legitimate? Like, do you think that can work? Like, you think that's a healthy relationship for people such as millennials? I'm gonna speak of millennials because we move so fast. And SZA herself is millennial, so when she wrote that song, she was thinking coming from a millennial perspective. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to box us as millennials, but you know, our generation, we just move a little differently. Like, we, like, relationship situationships are okay with us. Like, we're okay with that. Like, versus our parents, it's like, nah, you met me 3 years, we engage, the next year we marry, and then we probably have some kids in between all that time. So, you know what I'm saying? It just moves different. So what about you? How you feeling? Do you think that can actually be a healthy relationship?
No, I don't think so, because I think at the end of the day, like, I mean, I like the song personally, and I was just having this conversation the other day, but it was another girl, I think she was in her, even like late 20s and 30s, she was just like, no, like, this is a side chick anthem, but I don't think that there's a
side chick anthem.
Scenario. Yeah, I don't think the scenario is key, I don't think the scenario is healthy, but it all comes down to expectations. If you want to change it, relationship, you need to come to your partner and say, hey, I need, you know, you during the week and I need her or whoever on the weekend. I don't think it's about communication because some people that swing in an open relationship, that works for them. But other people, they're very territorial and they want their partner to themselves. So I really think it just depends on the person. But for me, that's not popping off.
So that means it just depends on a person, and that does not mean that person is, you know, stupid, dumb, or retarded, because a lot of people think that people who are in open relationships are stupid. Like, yo sis, you stupid. Yo sis, you can't play. Like, don't play yourself. Like, sometimes it's not all about that. Just like you said, it depends on the person. I'm sorry. So like, if the person is just like, you know what, I'm not trying to go all the way there, I'm comfortable where I'm at with this person, mind your business. Mm-hmm. And none of my business. It's none of my business. Shout out to Mr. Hotspot. What you say?
That's the problem in itself. No, I said that's the problem in itself. People are too open. Not saying you can't be open about your relationship, but at the end of the day, you can't let people get in your head, and then you start reconfiguring this whole relationship thing that you have going on. A relationship is between two people. It's not the two people, your friends, your mom, your dad. No, it's between you and that other person.
Well, according to SZA,
that's something different.
According to SZA, a relationship is like two or more, because she said on the weekend, like, he's mine on the week and during the week, and then on the weekend he's yours. So pretty much, or vice versa, however she explained it. So she's saying that he's in a double relationship, and it just has a set time and date of when, you know, I'm gonna claim him and when you gonna claim him, and that's okay, sis. You know what I mean? We can
but
sit down and have some tea later.
Side chicks are very what's the word I'm looking for? Very entitled sometimes. So then at the end of the day, it might be that guy making her feel that way. So once again, you never know.
I'm with it. And we are about to go to a quick commercial break. And right after this commercial break, we'll be up with our next guest. Shout out to you, True Heart, and happy early birthday. It is your birthday tomorrow. So big shout out to your Earth Day birthday. You about to be 25. You about to be an old lady.
Stop talking about it, but y'all have a wonderful show, and I'm definitely on that, even though I'm not. No doubt.
Tab Money got to get hers in, but we going to go to this caller, Tab. Let's get this caller, man. Let's get this other opinion in real quick. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, it's E from She Rockin'.
She Rockin'. What it do, E? What it do? How you feeling?
So bring me up to speed. I came in a little late.
We talking about this SZA the Weeknd song. Yeah, she's starting a whole little, you know, trend out here. Everybody thinking that it's cool to be the Weeknd shawty, and then, you know, you got the weekday shawty. So I was just saying that this whole, because yesterday Cardi B went off on Offset. She broke up with Offset over social media, of course, because we're millennials, so that's what we do. We put each other on blast on Instagram. So she put him on blast on Instagram, and then this morning she tried to make up to him over Instagram, you know, inviting him to Waffle House. So I was saying I blamed it on SZA's because SZA made that Weeknd song, but Tab was going, you know, Tab like, nah, you know what I'm saying? You got to talk about it up front, so it ain't no gray areas.
All right, so look, first of all, we're not going to blame this girl that's the cutting implement for the whole, you know what I mean, everybody thinking, you know, that they, everybody in a relationship or their relationship isn't one person. Look, first of all, that come from that Willie Lynch stuff, that slavery stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I hate to take it there, but that's what it is. You know, they've been trying to destroy the black household and the black family for hundreds of years. So, right, it's going to translate in today because black people, we rule a culture. You know what I'm saying? Everything that people do in the media and stuff like that is based off us. And that's one of our poisons. So we're going to get to this girl. You know what I mean? First of all, look, you know me personally. I'm a one woman type of dude. You know what I mean? I ain't even got the patience to be dealing with more than one woman. I ain't got that type of patience where I can have a woman on the weekdays and then a woman on the weekend.
Yeah, What that mean?
All right. Well, you know, basically, you know, you splitting yourself up, which means you can't never give nobody 100.
That makes sense. You can't be
a real person if you're splitting your time up between two people. That's not the way a family works. Now, me being...
What if you ain't trying to build a family? What if you just trying to, you know what I'm saying, have moments with different people? Like, you know what I'm saying? Listen, like, what if you just trying to have moments?
Different people is, that's all well, and that sounds good to a thought. But understand this, you know what I mean? The more you give to people, the less you have for yourself and for your goals. You know what I mean? Look, first of all, I don't even have the type of schedule where I could deal with other women. I'm trying to advance myself. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
I got one woman I love, and she don't even want me. But I'm still loyal to her. You know, you dig what I'm saying? When I don't have to be. We ain't even.
Maybe it's just not the right time. Maybe it's just not the right time. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she gonna
get into my personal life.
All right, my bad. You threw it out there.
No, yeah, but I threw it out there as an example. It's not to be, you know, dug into. What I'm saying is, you know, folks need to stop this thing where they feel like their time is more valuable than another person's, and they feel like, oh well.
You just said you were trying to advance yourself, but you in love with a woman who's not in love with you. So that's not advancing yourself. That's going backwards a little bit though, bruh. Like, don't you want to move forward? You know what I'm saying? To find a woman who loves you as much as you love them.
First of all, love is secondary, and I'm sorry for everybody out there to be like, oh my God, E, what are you talking about? Yeah, no, love is secondary. Get money first. Get your stuff right first. Get your mind right.
So then you got to fall out of love with this young woman in order to do that, though. You got to fall out of love and with this young woman in order for you to go get this money, because she might be distracting you because you in love and she not in love.
It's not true. And I'm going to tell you why. First of all, nobody that you in love with or that you love could be a distraction. Listen, that girl that I was just talking about, she was like, make sure you get in that studio. Make sure you drop your EP on time, which dropped last night, by the way.
She rocking.
You know what I mean? Listen, even though me and her, you know, we different, We got different goals. We got different. We on different type times. I love her, but I love her enough to, you know what I mean, do my own thing. How she gonna come back to a nigga that ain't got nothing?
That makes sense. That makes sense, man. We gotta talk a little bit more now. We gotta have a little love relationship advice section here on Revive. But I gotta get to my next guest here on Revive. I thank you for calling and always supporting. Give us a call back around the 12 o'clock hour. We got your boy Keith Taylor coming on, talking about some actual factuals with some politics. You know, Donald Trump was out there disrespecting, Donald Trump out there disrespecting African American family militaries, you know, military families this week. So we're gonna talk a little bit about that with your boy Keith Taylor. But definitely give us a call back, E. She rocking always.
She rocking.
Yeah, so we're going to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, we're going to come up with our first guest here on Revive. Man, make sure you guys stay tuned. She got some gems for you today. Make sure you guys stay tuned.
Young, my dad would smoke everywhere we went. He would smoke in the house, in the car, at his job, and even outside of my school when he would pick me up. And I remember I would beg him to stop, explaining to him how I was worried about his health. And in response, he would always tell me, "Son, your dad's a superhero. Nothing bad will ever happen to me." 15 years later, he was right. Nothing bad ever happened to him. But I was diagnosed with lung cancer after never picking up a cigarette in my life. Choosing to smoke affects everyone. Not just you.
Sexting is sharing sexually suggestive content, videos, or photos using any form of electronic communication. Text messaging, instant messaging, email, social media. Sending a single sext can create a long list of problems. Digital information can last forever. That private sext is no longer private. Your classmates can see it. Your teachers can see it. Your family can see it. Sexual predators could see it. Anybody can see it. Sexting will embarrass and humiliate you. Violate school policies. It could get you expelled. Ruin your reputation. Make you a target for bullies. Unfortunately, the damage you can sustain from sexting does not stop there. Sexting is a crime. Minors who send, receive, and forward sext messages will find themselves facing criminal charges. You'll be surprised by how quickly sexting goes from a misdemeanor to a felony, which sends you to jail for more than a year. Here's our point. Sexting is simply not worth the trouble it can cause you. Play it smart from the start. Don't share photos or videos you wouldn't want others to see. Don't give in to pressure. If you receive suggestive comments or images, don't respond or forward them to anyone. Instead, speak up and tell someone, a teacher, parent, or contact the police. Stay away from websites that post suggestive comments or images. If you are directed to one, leave it immediately. Be careful with people you meet online, especially those you don't know personally. Remember, sexting is a crime. It only takes a single sext to create problems that can follow you for the rest of your life. So be smart. Don't sext. Speak.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time.
About that time.
It's your girl POC. Hey. It's your girl POC. Hey. Proof of consciousness. Proof of consciousness. Yes, 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 yes. We are back live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, that's timeforanawakening.com/revive. Or you can go directly to tune in. You can either download the app or go directly to the website and just search Time for an Awakening. You hit me, your girl POC, live on your airways from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. each and every Sunday. Make sure you guys stay tuned. And we also got the Wednesday edition here on Time for an Awakening. So make sure you guys stay tuned to the Wednesday edition, the winning Wednesday edition, each and every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Revive with your girl POC. Up next, we got our first guest here on Revive. Man Harmony, go ahead and tell us a little bit about who we have coming up here on Revive.
We have the beautiful Brittany Garrett. She's originally from New York City, and she found her passion for saving young lives similar to her own. She used her inner fat girl as a voice for change and has embraced herself from inside out. She is the creator of Dear Fat Girl. It's a brand that is dedicated to promoting body positivity among women and young girls through mentorship, workshops, and a variety of events. It is a brand that inspires and motivates women and young girls to be true and unapologetic in their journey to self-awareness and acceptance. Their motto is, fat is not always physical. Sometimes it's a mindset. Welcome to the platform, Brittany. It's so great to have you.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing this morning?
What's up, Brittany? What's up, Brittany? How you feeling today?
I'm doing well. I can't complain. How y'all feeling today?
We great. We great. We excited to have you on the show today, man. What you're about to tell us is something that, you know, people are not talking about in their everyday life. So I need you to make sure that you drop as many gems as you can today for the listening audience here on Revive. That's cool, Brittany?
No, that's definitely cool.
No doubt. So go ahead and tell the people what you do and talk a little bit about your brand. Go ahead and introduce your brand to the people.
So, like Harmony already said, I am the founder and creator of Dear Fat Girl, which is pretty much a body positive movement for women and young girls. And it's pretty much about creating an unapologetic journey, an unapologetic attitude to their journey to self-acceptance and self-awareness. I started Dear Fat Girl back in 2015. It's been on my mind for a long time, but I kind of officially launched it 2015, and it's been going strong ever since. I just started it because I had been battling myself. And, you know, I do workshops and I speak at different colleges and universities. And, you know, one of my main points of my speech is that, you know, after 23 years of living, well, I'll be 27, but after 23 years of living, I have finally met myself. And that's when Dear Fat Girl kind of started to come to fruition for me. And that's when I was like, this is my purpose. Like, my purpose is to educate and motivate other women and young girls to be unapologetic in their journey to their self.
I'm with it all the way. Definitely, I'm with it all the way. And you said you started this in 2015?
Yeah.
So you've been working for 2 years now. Is this your full time? Is this is what you do every morning? You wake up and say, I'm about to get it going?
You know, that is the ultimate goal that I'm working towards, to making it just my bread and butter. But full time, I work a 9-to-5 job, like most people, with the exceptions of on-call. But I am an anti-trafficking case manager. So I work with young ladies who have been sex trafficked.
Okay.
Brought into prostitution and things of that nature. We don't really like to use the term prostitution, but pretty much young women who you know, are caught up in the sex trafficking game here in the local Baltimore area.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. And you're in the Baltimore area. Is that something that's big in that area? Is that like a common thing?
It's definitely big in the area and in the surrounding community. Sex trafficking is like pretty large all over because I think people fail to realize that, you know, and this is prior to me becoming into this position as a case manager, but people think it's prostitution. These young girls are just want to prostitute. They just want to be stashed and they want to sell their bodies. And really, that's not what it is. You know, a lot of these young girls come from group homes, foster homes. They're runaways. And, you know, people take men and women, grown men and women take advantage of that. And they coerce them into, you know, if you do this for me, I'll make sure you're taken care of. Mm-hmm. Imagine not coming from any family and you meet somebody who's like, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to get your hair done. I'm going to get your nails done. I'm going to make sure you have the phones and the latest clothes. But you just got to use your body.
I'm with you on that one.
They take those girls and they do that. And it's pretty large. It's not just prostitution. People think sex trafficking is like the you know, the massage parlors or you going across overseas and they're selling your body to these big old sellers and stuff like that. But
so, no, Brittany, like, you're not retiring no time soon. We not letting you go. We need you to stay in that position. You got to add that onto your brand or something, man. We need you in that field because we need more people like you because, you know, not a lot of people get into that. So you're doing a lot of different things that not a lot of people are doing. So that for once, that's good because we need more people like you to tap into those environments and to tap into, you know, those kind of girls because they need help. You know, they need help. They need someone who can support them. They need someone who's going to instill motivation into them. So thank you for that. I want to thank you for that one first and foremost. So yeah, I'm not letting you retire for that one, Brittany. You got to stay around for that.
Honestly, I don't want to retire from it. I just want to do it in a different capacity.
Okay.
Like,
yes.
But it's good because I still get to do what I love. Like, I get to do my passion in this role when I'm speaking with some of my young ladies.
Awesome.
And trying to motivate them to, you know, come out of the lifestyle.
Awesome.
So I love what I do. And once I'm finished with my master's, because I go to University of Baltimore.
Shout out.
Getting my master's.
When you finish.
Huh?
I said, when you finish, because you're going to finish.
Yeah, I finish in May 2018. I'm going to finish.
Yes.
Like, it's no game. I'm not playing. I'm at the top. Like, school is my priority.
Awesome. So what are you getting your master's in?
In human service administration, nonprofit management.
Yes. So yeah, you're gonna be. That's about.
See where I'm going with that.
Yeah. I was just about to say that's about to be your 9-to-5 real quick. You about to wake up and be like, "Yo, if it ain't about dear fat girl, then don't talk to me." I already know the feeling.
Pretty much.
Definitely. And you got this quote on your page too. I'm looking at your website right now. You got this quote. It says, fat is not always physical. Sometimes it's a mindset. Go ahead and break that down to us because that's influential at itself.
So it's something I came up with because I realized that a lot of people think that, you know, when you think of the concept fat and, you know, the negativity that comes with, you know, being larger or things of that nature, like fat is something, and when you think about it in the physical sense and you look at what fat is, it's just this thing. It's like, it's something that weighs you down. It's negativity. I consider it like the evil. And so people always like, oh, you're fat, you're this. But there's people who are not physically fat who have this fat mindset, this negative mindset, and how they go about and carrying things. And so when I started talking about body positivity and loving yourself at wherever you are, you know, in your, you know, your journey of your health or however you see yourself, there's so many big women that lose a lot of weight. And because they don't love themselves prior to, because they think, if I lose this weight and I become skinny, according to society, then I'll look good, I'll feel good. And they carry the same mindset, the negative mindset, with them through their weight loss journey. So you have women who have lost all these pounds and they're still like hating themselves. So much self-hate, so much neglect, and so much things for themselves. And you're like, no, sis. Like, you have to love yourself at all points, all points of your journey. And so that's where I came up with the fat is not always physical. It's a mindset. And a lot of people are walking around with this fat mindset and this heavy weight, this heavy load. Like, that's what a fat mindset is. It's a heavy load of all these negative things and not really living in their true self.
Mm-hmm. You know what you also can do, Brittany, that will definitely help you with breaking down the word fat? If you create some kind of acronym for it, for the F, the A, and the T, I think that would just pop because you'll be able to motivate them to understand exactly how you can break this word fat down and transform it into a whole nother mindset. So I definitely love what your motto is. Your motto definitely pushes people towards understanding that it is a mindset. It's how you look at yourself. You know, it's how you envision yourself. yourself when you step into those mirrors. Are you doing any kind of workshop with the young ladies that you meet to help them push past?
I'm working on establishing, going into the, in 2018, I'm definitely working on establishing some type of program in some of the local schools here in Baltimore, starting off small. Right now, this year was like the first time that I actually held events. People usually just, you know, contract me to come and speak at their university or come and speak, you know, for a smaller event. And so 2018, I'm really working on getting that, getting my own thing up and established and getting like interns and, you know, mentors for some of these young ladies that kind of mirror my, you know, mirror what my brand represents. So I do workshops when people contract me and they reach out to me for like services. Mm-hmm. So I go out and do that, but I currently do not have like my own, like, it's not like a Dear Fat Girl Academy going on right now. It's definitely coming. Right now, I've just been doing a couple of different events. I've held the Go Getters Brunch this March of 2017, and that pretty much was an event where women and even men came out to get together to be in a space with like-minded individuals. And my key presentation was "How Hungry Are You?" And you know, I pretty much talked about people. We create these visions at the beginning of the year, and you know, this is what we vision for. You know, what our year was going to be, but how many times do we sit there and set the goals and set the steps to achieving that vision? I mean, so that's what the Go Getters Brunch is about. How hungry are you and achieving that vision and getting these goals accomplished?
That's I'm with you on that one. I even like the name of that, the Go Getters Brunch. I'm trying to be in that environment because it sounds like some like-minded people in there that I need to be talking to as well. But, Brittany, you got a caller on the line, too, so I want to get to this caller. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, you know who.
Oh, it's E. She rocking. What's up? How you feeling? Got a question for Brittany today?
Yeah. Like, first and foremost, I want to say I love big women. And, y'all so sexy, too. But like, the whole fat mindset thing, right? You know, like I feel you in that way, weighing you down, but you know, what I didn't like, and like, don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on your brand or anything, but what I didn't like was that you was making it seem like bigness is always negative. Look, some of the females that cared about me was big, and that was some of the best love I ever got. You know, so, like, I associate women with women, you know, and, like, I associate people with people, you know what I mean? Your physical, it's there, but it's like, you know, like, I mean, I like what you're doing, and, you know, especially what you're doing with your day job, girl, keep pushing.
Yeah,
you know,
I love that, too.
That's what's up. But on the same token, you know what I mean? Like, do you feel like at times you could be putting too much gravity on appearance, even though I know that's what society do, but we're supposed to break that, right?
So I'm kind of a little unclear because my brain is about body positivity, and it's not about wanting women to lose weight or anything. Like, when I'm promoting body positivity, it's for women to love who they are, mm-hmm. regardless of what society has to say about them. And, you know, I like to use profanity, but when I usually speak in front of people, like, being unapologetic and not giving a fuck, because, mm-hmm. you know, society has created this standard for what beauty is, and my whole idea with my brand is to break that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a true believer that we were all created, you know, in our own image, in the image that we were supposed to look like, and there shouldn't be a set standard of beauty, and it shouldn't be a set standard of what anybody, you know, of certain things in certain ways. And so that's what I promote for Dear Fat Girl, not that, you know, fat women have to do it. Like, I created the brand because I was a chubby girl all of my life, and I felt some type of way because I always felt that I needed to be smaller in order to love myself, that I needed to do something or I wasn't good enough. And I've always been a beautiful girl. And so I used to say, you know, I'm a beautiful girl. Why are people like shaming me for my body? And so, and that's where I kind of just developed it, because I just want women to feel good. Whether you think you're too small, you're too big, whatever it is, I want you to feel good, because ultimately it's about the mindset. And when you feel good on a spiritual level, it then alters how you think and how you feel and how you then take care of yourself. But if you don't feel good about yourself, then you don't take care of yourself in any way.
I'm feeling you on that one, Brittany.
My fault, miss. Like, what I was trying to say was, yeah, I heard the positivity about the body, but when you start talking about the fat mindset, that's when it started being like, whoa, why is fat a negative thing? Like, in my head, you know what I mean? Because, like, look, you know, I'm a skinny brother. But I still think, you know, big women, small women, you know what I mean? Mostly black women, you know what I mean? But, you know, of all shades and stuff like that. Yo, if I think you fine, you fine. You know what I mean? And I know a couple big women that I think is finer than the mug. I was saying when you went into the mindset thing, you kind of made it seem like fat was bad. And I was just trying to clear that up in my own head. Because yeah. I had a bad interpretation.
No, it's definitely not a mindset, but I say it like when I think about, because I'm thinking about fat in the sense of, like, you know how the doctor's term, when you look at fat, fat is heavy. Like, let's be real. Like, when we carry certain amount of things, it's like pounds can be very heavy. So when I think about it, not that it's a negative thing and that fat is negative, because it's not a negative thing. It's definitely something that we have. Everybody has fat in their body. Point blank, period. So even the smallest person has a percentage of fat in their body. But when I say about the fat mindset, I'm saying, like, it's the negativity that you bring with it. Like, you make it, you bring it as if it's carrying you down, like as if it's mm-hmm. holding you down. And that's what I mean for it. Not as if it's a negative thing, that or fat in its general sense is a negative thing.
I'm with you, Brittany, and I love your passion. I definitely, definitely love your passion. When you speak, you're like, yo, I know what I'm talking about, and I know what I just said. I love your passion, definitely. And I love how you cleared that up, because it is going to come down to, you know, you having people who are listening to you and people who are, you know, new to your brand who don't fully understand exactly what you're trying to do. So I definitely love how you cleared that up for him to better understand what you're trying to do with your brand. But I have another question for you before we wrap up today. When it comes to the whole, you know, FAT word, you know, that is not very conservative nowadays. You know, nowadays people want to be called plus size, or people want to be called thick, or, you know, things of that nature. Do you feel that, you know, by using the word fat, that is bringing a different audience by using that word FAT?
I honestly feel like it does bring a different audience to me, because a lot of people see their fat girl and not the big women, but the smaller women, they're like, oh, well, they're fat girl. Like, can I come to your event? I'm not a fat girl. I don't need to come to your workshop. And I'm just like, no, that's not, I don't care for the, let's be honest. I don't care if I use plus size because it makes people comfortable, but I love the word fat because I'm a fat girl. And because I don't give a fuck.
I love it.
But because I don't give a fuck about what other people have to say about me, I love my fat body. Like, I love who I am. Like, I love my purpose driven in this life. And so I don't really care. Like, I love the fat word. And a lot of people be like, you're not, and this is really grinds my gear. You're not fat. You're beautiful. I never said that I was ugly. I just said I was fat.
Exactly. You know, like, there's a difference.
What does one have to do with the other? And so
that was a good one.
I myself to women, who, and I say to them, like, you know, and that's why a part of the bio is that you do not have to be fat. The reason why I came up with Dear Fat Girl, because Dear Fat Girl originally started as me wanting to create a book about the memoirs of my younger fat self and my journey to being, in my journey into womanhood. And that's something that I'm going to be releasing soon. And I hope by the end of 2018, I'll have that already written and established as an author.
I'm copying a copy. Yo,
like, yes.
I was about to say, make sure you give me a copy. Definitely.
So
yo,
that's
Brittany.
Really what it is.
I want to say you got another caller. I want to hurry up and get to this caller before we let you go today. I want to see what the caller feeling. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, it's me, Jessie Canty, Willingboro, New Jersey.
Hey, how you feeling, Miss Jessie? How you feeling today?
Hello. I'm good. Shout out to the big girls.
Did you have a caller for Brittany? I mean, did you have a question for Brittany today?
Just want to tell her, you keep your confidence. I'm a big girl, too. I'm not a fat girl, but I'm a big girl because I'm tall and I'm big. But, you know, when you hold your head up and walk with pride, when you walk into a building, you get all the attention. If your makeup, your hair, and your outfit is correct, walk with your head up and keep on strutting right in there, honey, because don't no dog want a bone.
Don't know, don't want to bump. Yo, Miss Jessie, I got a question for you, because you kind of threw me for a loop with that one. You got to explain what's the difference between a big girl and a fat girl, because I wasn't even thinking like that. You was like, I'm tall and I'm big. So what does that mean? Like, how is that a difference?
Okay, I'm big boned. So I'm a tall, if you remember Phyllis Hyman, the songwriter Phyllis Hyman?
Nah, I'm outdated a little bit. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry,
what did you say?
So I was saying we're are both a little bit outdated.
Okay, I'm gonna try to find somebody else.
Monique from the Parkers.
No, Monique is a little fat to me.
Okay,
but she's a nice size. Don't get me wrong. When I say a big girl, I'm tall. I'm 5'9", and I weigh 254. So I'm big, like big legs. Not a big butt, but the butt go with my body. Not a big stomach, but a stomach to tell you I had kids.
Miss Jess, you sound like you're trying to get yourself a man. You over here describing your body, your height, your weight. Come on, Miss Jess.
I've been with my husband for 39 years. I ain't going nowhere, and I ain't going nowhere. But I'm just saying, fat girls are, when I say fat, and I don't usually like to use that terminology, when you're big, you know, you have a big butt, a big stomach, big thighs, big legs, big breasts, big arms, that's fat to me. But everybody is not fat. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
I'm trying to understand. Brittany, help me out. You understand it?
I get where she's trying to go, and that's what my brain is about, breaking the stereotypes, because there's women who are like, who would people normally consider to be skinny, who will tell you, I think that I'm fat, because they gained extra 5 pounds. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what Dear Fat Girl is, to break that stereotype, because I feel like we all have that inner fat girl inside of us, whether we look physically fat or we don't look physically fat, things. So perception is reality for people. And so what I hear her saying is that for her, that's her reality. That's her perception of reality, of what she thinks the term fat is and what she considers to be a fat girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right.
Thank you.
I definitely get it.
Because fat people just sit on the couch and eat, can't move. That's fat to me. When you just sitting on the couch and can't move.
And I mean, I don't consider that fat. I consider that another term. I consider that to be lazy.
Super lazy.
Right. Unmotivated. You know what I mean? Because, technically that's what that is. That's lazy and unmotivated. Because I know people who would fit into that stereotype of being very big. You know, how they consider like the 600-pound wives. Those people are like all morbidly obese and fat. I know big people who move. You know what I mean? Like they have medical conditions that, you know, prevent the weight.
Right.
How they want to do and stuff like that. So I definitely get where she's going, and that's why I have to be a fat girl, to kind of break that stereotype of what a fat girl is, what fat is supposed to be, in that aspect of it. Because, you know, I'm not here to judge anybody's body, anybody's habits.
Right.
That's not what I'm here for. I'm here for you to emotionally and mentally love yourself and love who you are. So. Right. You know,
definitely, Miss Jess.
Love the skin that you in. That's you. God made all of us different for a reason.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Great point, Miss Jess. Now, thank you once again for calling and supporting the Revive platform. Yo, Brittany, I got my last question for you before we wrap up today. You actually have to break this down for me just a little bit, for me to fully understand what Miss Jessie was saying, right? Because even if you hear what she was saying, there's a difference in the dialogue, you know, from how she used different terminology and wordplay and how you use different terminology and wordplay, right? So she described it. One of the first things she said was big boned. And that, you know, that's something that you hear, you know, from past generations on generations. And you don't really hear our generation talking about, oh, yo, I'm big boned. It's even, yo, I'm fat, I'm thick, or anything of that. We really just say thick nowadays, to be honest. So, like, how do you make sure, because what you're talking about in your brand and everything like that, definitely has a wordplay effect to it, because some people may hear Dear Fat Girl and run away, and some people may hear Dear Fat Girl and run straight towards it. So how do you make sure that, you know, you're breaking down the wordplay so it doesn't cause so much confusion when you're having these different conversations? Because let's just think about it. From the first caller, he was confused from a male perspective, and then, you know, Miss Jessie just called in, and from, you know, from an older generation, she just used different wordplay to help us understand. So how do you make sure that you break it down so people don't get as confused when you are actually speaking?
You know, I just try to explain my perception of what I mean by fat. That's the best that I can do. Mm-hmm. The big bone thing, that's something that our mothers used to say when I was growing up. I was born in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. You know, shout out to the 90s babies.
Yep. And so my mother used to say that all the time, because people use fat as a negative word. Like, fat was like seen as, oh my God, that's horrible. You know, when you think about being teased, you're like, you're fat, you're a big porker. So my mom used to try to say the word, you know, you're a big bone, to try to make me feel better. And ain't no such, listen, let me tell y'all, anybody listening, ain't no such thing as big bone.
Shout out, that's what I wanted to hear you say.
Don't have no big bones. It's no such thing as big bones. When people that makes you big. Like, that's what it is. There's no such thing as being a big boned person. And I really hate that term. And growing up, you know, I used to say it because it made me feel comfortable, but that's before I figured out who I was as a woman. And before I started helping other women to realize who they were and just to be okay with certain things. And so the big bone thing, I just explain to them what that is, and I break down the certain things. And a lot of the terms that people have created these days is because fat has been seen as such a negative connotation throughout the years that they created these words. I have on my old website, prior to me, you know, establishing my own, I had like an audio of me doing like a poem talking about, you know, dear fat girl, you wonder why I haven't addressed you as pretty, hot, and thick. And I say in a poem, you know, they create these other words to make you feel better about what they'll secretly call you behind your back.
That's...
So they create all these other words, and secretly they're still calling you fat. Oh, she's tough eyes in person. No, and then the first thing that they do when they get mad, use a fat bitch.
Use fat. Yes. That's exactly why I wanted to ask you that question, Brittany, because I was like, yo, you got to break that down. Because in my mind, I'm like, yo, what is a big bone? You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you breaking that down. Yes, I appreciate you breaking that down. And I love what you're doing. I hope what you're doing continues to grow. I wish you many blessings on your future endeavors, because I know you're going to kick down these doors. I know you about to go get that degree in May 2018. I know that book about to drop for you in 2018. Brittany, you got to speak that into existence, because I know you're going to pop off the right way, man. Shout out to you and all your energy that you bring each and every day. I can feel it through the airways. But before I let you go, I need you to give yourself a shout out, how they can find you on social media, your website, and if they want to email you for, you know, some different events that's coming up in different cities.
Absolutely. So they can find me at on Instagram @_dearfatgirl. My website is dearfatgirl.com. You can find me on my personal page, which is very similar to my Dear Fat Girl page. It's House of Thickness, HAUSOV, Thickness, so the regular way. My email is dearfatgirl@yahoo.com. So all you have to do is put in Dear Fat Girl. Even if you just Google it, Dear Fat Girl usually comes up. And I don't have any issues with people trying to find me. If you don't mind, I do have an event coming up. I have December the 2nd, 2017 from 7 to 11 p.m. Baltimore, Maryland. I am hosting a body positive lingerie party for women. It's an event where women can come together to feel sexy in their lingerie, because lingerie is not always about your spouse. Lingerie is about you to feel good in your body and your skin. So definitely look forward to that. I have some big major sponsors. Ashley Stewart, Fashion to Figure. Deja Perez is going to be coming out to the event to help, you know, host it and have a good time. It's going to be hosted by Monica Day, and it's definitely going to be great. So you can check my website, dearfatgirl.com, and get all that information.
I'm with it. Make sure you slide me an invitation too, Brittany. I want to definitely come down there and check out some flavors in Baltimore. I ain't been to Baltimore in a very, very long time. So I'm definitely trying to come to Baltimore and, you know, see what's up with the city and definitely connect and be in that environment that you said with like-minded people. So I appreciate you once again coming on supporting the Revive platform today. And I had a great conversation with you today. You actually got me, you know, just juicing over here thinking about different things. I appreciate you. And I love, once again, what you're doing with your day job. We need more people like that. Continue to do that work, man. That's some service that we need each and every day. So shout out to you, Brittany.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for having me. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day and continue on an amazing show.
No doubt. Thank you. I appreciate it. Tell more people about us. Tell them to tune in. Yes, so you know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC. That just wraps up another great, great interview here on Revive with your girl, Brittany. Make sure you guys go check out her website at dearfatgirl.com. Once again, that's dearfatgirl.com. You can also follow her on social media at dearfatgirl2 as well. It's an underscore in there as well. So make sure you guys go follow her, man. Shout out to Brittany and everything she's doing. Shout out to the whole Baltimore City, man. We need to stand up. We need to uplift each and every day. I love what she's doing in her 9-to-5. Most times people say, you know, they got their full-time, they got a full-time business and a 9-to-5, be like, yo, you gotta let that 9-to-5 go. But for her, she need to stay in there or try to flip it some kind of way to, you know, so she can keep going with that, because that's big. That's important. We need more people like that. But we are gonna go to a quick commercial break. Right up next, we got the Left Side of Politics hitting the Revive airways with your boy Keith Taylor each and every second and fourth Sunday of the month. Make sure you guys stay tuned. You know what time it is. You know you got Tab Money in the building. We got Harmony the Goddess in the building as well. Stay two. Thank you for the support. Yo, E, we coming right back at you. I see you on the lines, boy.
Hey, did y'all see the stuff I posted on my wall?
No, it didn't even show up in my news feed.
Man, I'm done with social media. All the injustice and brutality going around, and it's like they're trying to suppress our voice. We're trying to get the message out there, and you can't even share empowerment and what's going on around the country either.
No, nah, don't be dumb with social media, though. It's a tool, and there is a place where we have a voice. It's a Let's Buy Black 365 social network. You do anything you would on any other social network. Post pictures, videos, status updates, share resources and community news. But on Let's Buy Black 365, it's a platform for us and by us to tell our messages.
Whoa, that's like a digital underground railroad.
What's the name of that site again?
It's letsbuyblack365.com.
Yeah, I heard about that. It's all about networking, and you get points, right?
Yeah, the more you network, post, and share, the more points you get. Plus, you get points for posting pictures, sharing information, attending community events, and inviting others to network with you on the app.
Wow, that's all I need to know. I'm gonna go download that app right now.
Now, better yet, let me invite you so I can get some points. It's all about empowerment and solutions, y'all.
Yeah, that's what's up. I'm all in.
Let's do it. Let's share our stories.
Let's buy Black365.com.
Back live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. It's me, your girl POC. I'm coming live on your airways each and every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Make sure you guys spread the word, spread the message. You can also follow us on both Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at revive_POC. Once again, that's revive_POC on all three social networks, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Hit us up right now. Leave your comments below. Definitely, we're going to read them live on air each and every time we get on these airways to bless you guys. And you can also give us a call, 215-490-9832. Join in on the conversation right now. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. We got your boy Keith Taylor coming up from the left side of politics. Make sure you guys stay tuned. We got what's buzzing, man. We got some gems we dropping for you guys today.
What's buzzing? Lost in a world full of words, or a combination of which enters me. On to rants such as what's buzzing. What's amazing is what a large world this is. Today in this world, we are either talking about the something, the no thing, and what's buzzing. Current events, let's talk about it. You have an opinion, let's talk about it. What's buzzing?
Yes, yes, it's me, your girl POC, coming live with your boy Keith Taylor. Keith, how you feeling today?
POC, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good. How you feeling, Keith?
Feeling like $1 million, you know.
You've been traveling the world, man. I've been following your Instagram. I'm like, yo, Keith over there having too much fun, man. Your job got you living a lavish lifestyle, man.
And, you know, I was talking to one of my friends about this the other day. Like, it's blessed to be able to have an opportunity to just jump on the plane and go wherever you want at any time that you want to and essentially see the whole world. Like, one of my friends right now was in Dubai.
Awesome.
He invited me to go there. But it's a blessing to be able to see the world, the culture that we live in, and really get to experience that stuff. So
yes.
I'm extremely, extremely thankful.
And you making everybody else jealous around you. I'm like, yo, Keith was just in another city. He was just in Atlanta. How is he in Las Vegas right now? I'm like, yo, this man is moving, man. Shout out to you and your life right now because you living a great lifestyle right now, man. Yo, and also with the Left Side of Politics, y'all done stepped your game up. Y'all had like a little clip where you were going around and traveling around Atlanta to teach people different, you know, movements and different things that was going on in Atlanta. How did you guys come up with that idea? Talk to the people a little bit about that.
So one of my friends that we went to college with by the name of John West, he recently moved to Atlanta. And he really enjoyed the movement that we were doing on Facebook about the videos and really just trying to teach people about politics and everything that we were doing. So we linked up and we started brainstorming about what are some ways that we can still get involved in politics, but how can we make it local? So he actually came up with the idea. He was like, well, how about we go to certain landmarks in the city, within the city of Atlanta, and we talk about them. And we talk about the importance of it, the significance of them, and how they relate to politics. And that's really how the idea began. So the first one that we did, we met at Woodruff Park, which is downtown. But that served as a meeting point for a guy who was accused of killing police officers when all the evidence was against him. Against him saying that somebody else actually did the crime, not him. And even President Jimmy Carter was involved in that. Then we talked about, I want to say last week's segment was about Maynard Jackson, the first African-American mayor of Atlanta. I mean, you figure the guy who paved the way right now for Mayor Kasim Reed, he was also the second longest serving mayor in Atlanta history. But then what a lot of people don't know is one of the busiest airports in the world is actually named after him in Hartsford, Jackson. And that Jackson Park comes from Maynard Jackson. So we're really just trying to give people their local culture or their local information.
I'm feeling it.
Provided readily available to them on Facebook, social media, you know, our normal platforms. But I really enjoy that. And
I was feeling
it
too.
Because then you learn a lot about your city that you would never know about. I mean, can you imagine how many things in Philly besides the Liberty Bell that you drive past?
Exactly. And that's why I was feeling it. And the way y'all did it was so hip. Like, it was a way that, you know, me, someone who's looking at a platform on social media that I can relate to, and instead of just looking at like, okay, here they go with another video. It was something that was informative. You guys had a little music in the background. You know, you was up there talking. So it was really eye-catching. It was something that I can stay tuned into. So I definitely was digging it. I hope you guys do more of it as you continue to travel with your, you know, lavish lifestyle. So I hope you guys can continue to do more of those videos because that's a huge, you know, platform on top of the platform that you guys already have that, you know, pretty much just elevates your platform to a whole different another level because not many people are doing what you guys are doing. So I think that was a great idea and a great connection that you guys made with that gentleman, because I think that was definitely going to pop off for you guys if you guys keep doing it. So shout out to you and definitely the Left Side of Politics. But let's jump into some what's buzzing today here on Revive. So Keith, what you got for the people? What you about to inform the people on?
Man, these last 2 weeks have been crazy. You got white nationalists speaking at a college in protest. The guy who organized Charlottesville. You got Donald Trump once again back at his old tactics of not showing empathy. And then you have an investment strategist, a guy who invests his money, saying that he is glad white people colonized America. Isn't that crazy?
Honestly, in 2017, right now, October 22nd, I can't even be, you know, shocked at this, though.
Can't even
like,
be surprised.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, about time. You know, about time you said it. You've been thinking this for about 15 years since you've been in office. So I appreciate you now finally, you know, speaking up and speaking your truths that you've been living in, you know, the past 15 years that you've been an elected official. So yes, definitely Keith. It's just like, wow. And for Donald Trump to make that comment earlier this week talking about you knew what you signed up for, I think that puts a complete spin on a lot of different people and how they're thinking, because even Tab Money had a different perspective of how, you know, what he said and how she thinks about what he said. But I want to let you get your opinion out. So how do you feel about Donald Trump and what he said earlier this week to that military family, pretty much saying that you know what you signed up for?
I think this goes back to who Donald Trump is. Donald Trump does not have empathy. Donald Trump does not care. If it's not Donald Trump or his family, this dude does not care. Even if you take the representative out who is bringing it up and the one who he's saying she's using this as a political distraction or whatever, the mother of the fallen soldier even said that the way he said it didn't seem genuine at all. Donald Trump is one of those people that you may come across in your job or in your life at one point in time who you met and it was just all about him, where the things that he was saying weren't genuine. So you couldn't trust that man. So I was thinking and was saying, like, okay, well, I know that, first off, that can be a very difficult phone call to have to call and kind of make a family feel appreciated.
I don't think it should be difficult, though. Keith. I don't think it is a difficult phone call. Yes, you feel, you have feelings for the family. You know, you want to mourn for the family. But at the same time, you're a president. So just like he said that you knew what you signed up for, he knew what he signed up for. So he knew things like this are going to happen. You have one of the largest military, you know, in the world. So you have to understand that things like this is going to happen. So if you're not ready to face, you know, the families of different people, because there's going to be different people who are, you know, are going to face you when it comes to different families, because we having a volunteer military, anyone can volunteer and be in the military now. Well, before Donald Trump was in office, you know, anyone can volunteer to be in the military. So you're going to be looking at all different kind of families, you know, Asian, gays, you got, you know, transgender families, you got black families, you got Muslim families, different people like that. So I don't think it should be a hard conversation. He should be an American president dealing with American citizens who signed up to be in an American military. My opinion.
Yeah, and I don't think even the fact that he's American president, I still think regardless of how you do that, that's a hard call. I mean, you figure even military soldiers who go around the country and have to knock on people's doors about your husband or your son has just died. That's a hard thing to do. I'm sure you can ask pastors when they go and do funerals, that those can be hard at times, regardless of whatever you sign up for, that it can be hard. So I would say that could be a hard phone call. But I think the problem is with Donald Trump is that Donald Trump has never showed empathy once during his presidency in these 10 months that he's been there. So let's even give him the benefit of doubt. Let's say that, and the way he was saying it was not in a negative or ill-mannered way, trying to say, oh, well, he signed up for it. This is kind of what he signed up for. So if he died, he died. Oh, well, he knew what he was doing. Let's actually try to think and see if Donald Trump tried to show empathy. It would be hard to believe that because Donald Trump never shows empathy. Donald Trump didn't even show empathy when the hurricane hit Puerto Rico. He said, well, you all should be lucky because you didn't have as many casualties as Katrina.
It started counting the numbers of deaths. That was there.
It started counting the numbers. Also, Donald Trump and the mother said that President Trump didn't even say her son's name once during the phone call. He kept saying, your guy. Like, he didn't know the son's name. So you mean to tell me that you're going to call a family and nobody on your staff advised you of the name? You want to know something more interesting than that? On top of that, he accused President Obama of not calling fallen soldiers when actually President Obama did. And then many people actually came out in defense of President Obama and saying he was actually there on the night some military Gold Star families died.
Yeah, Holder put that out on his Twitter, too. He definitely tweeted that out as well, Eric Holder, the former FBI director.
And then they showed the pictures. On top of that, it is traditional presidents who either call, write a letter, or in some form of communication, directly write to the families of Gold Star recipients, right?
Definitely.
Or Gold Star members who have died in the military. Out of those, on Fox News sometime last week, President Trump did an interview saying he has virtually called all families more than any other president, as Donald Trump always makes these claims. How can you call all the families when a DOD memo from the Pentagon went out asking for an updated list of all the military Gold Star families? So how can you call them if you don't even have the right updated list?
This is crazy.
The Associated Press didn't reach out to the 20 or so families that were on there. About 10 of them came back and said no. So now you're just going to sit here and keep lying on national TV, which is what you're known for. But
I was about to say, that's nothing new as well. The actual factual. Yes, and Tab Money wants to jump in on this conversation too, Keith. She has a different perspective about, you know, what we're talking about. She wants to, you know, flip it. And I understand where she's coming from too, but I want you to hear it too.
Yeah.
My thing is just that, why are we keep talking about what we know Donald Trump to be? Like, what is the solutions coming from this? We know Donald Trump is not an empathetic person. We know that soldiers know and families know what they're signing up for and the potential risk that comes with signing up for this job. So my whole thing is like, why is this relevant? Why is this a conversation? Why are we giving Donald Trump too much energy when we don't need to give him that much energy on stuff? We need to be talking about solutions, what we can do to counteract some of the things that he got in place. And going off, I'm going to just bring my man Fran Hampton into the loop because he was one of my role models back in the day. He says, you know what you signed up for when you get into the activist role, when you get into a militant role. So be responsible. Don't look to other people to massage your feelings. You know how to massage your feelings yourself if you're doing your self-care properly, if you're doing your mental reps properly. So, yeah, this is to me, this conversation is irrelevant.
I don't think it's giving him the attention, though. I don't think it's giving him the attention. It's just, you know, coming from the American way and how he's doing things un-American is what is the attention, where the attention is coming from. So I don't think that me and Keith having this conversation is giving him more attention about what he said. We're just really trying to address the fact that he is not doing things the American way, and he's lying about it. He's lying about it to us as right. Americans that he's doing things quote unquote the American way, and not saying things have to go, you know, the same way that it did hundreds and hundreds of years ago. But it's just that the simple fact that he's not showing any empathy to the people who are signing up to fight for us as Americans each and every day on the front line is what, you know, me and Keith have a problem with. I know I definitely have a problem with it. If my son, you know, died on the front line trying to fight for an entire country, I need you to at least, you know, not give me anything, but I need you to at least show your respect in some kind of way as the American president. I don't care who you are, show some respect. And that's what he did not do.
So yeah, and I think, I mean, regardless of the fact, this dude is the American president. He is the ultimate supreme leader, the most powerful person in the world. So even going off what POC says is we're not highlighting the fact that we know Donald Trump is like this way. Everybody knows Donald Trump is like this way. Surprised me somehow besides his supporters. It's the fact that you are the most powerful person in the world. And these are your actions like you are a 10th grader. And you're lying to us in our face, and we're calling you out on your lies. And then you try to deflect and then divide the country down the middle again. And regardless of whatever Donald Trump does, it would always be magnified because he's the American president. The same way it was under President Obama. Every little thing from down, what he eats or what does he wear, will always be magnified because you are the American president. You represent us on a global stage in every facet of your life.
So, Keith, I got two questions.
Go ahead.
So my first question is, what are we going to do as an American knowing that Donald Trump has been doing this from day one and he's not going
to
change?
But Keith, before you answer that question, we got a call online, so I want to get to this caller because this is a good, that was a good question because I want to answer that myself. Yo, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from?
Oh, you know who it is.
I love it. Way to support.
Look, right. When you got George Bush, when you... Let's not forget about George Bush and all his country. When you got George Bush saying, yo, this folk, this guy, he ain't right. And he on the same team. They left-wingers, right? I mean, right-wingers, right?
Yeah.
You know, so look, right? All right. When you understand the nature of a thing, you understand what it's capable of. That do not mean we need to ignore it, but we know Donald Trump, right? This man... What do we know him the most for as millennials? You're fired. And he said it with no...
That was a good
no
one.
No empathy, no nothing. Look, and that's somebody's livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
That's somebody feeding their family. And he fired him, right? This is before he was president. He'll fire him with nothing on his face. You know what I'm saying? And look, think about every job that you might have seen, even if you didn't get fired. You might have seen somebody get fired. They pulled him away from the rest of the group. They, you know, so him saying, oh, he know what he signed up for, is ignorant in its own right. But at least he stuck to him. You know, if he tried to fraud and fake, then it'd be more like, okay, what is he up to? You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point, too, E.
Like Dad was saying, you know, we not going to keep giving irrelevant situations and irrelevant people that platform, because us speaking about them on a Black Power millennial radio station is literally, even though we should talk about it, and, you know, a word to Harmony the Goddess, you know, we should talk about it. But at the same note, we're giving them fame and stuff in our, you know, in our wheelhouse and in our community, you know. And the only reason he get it is because he does lead our free world right now. But these folks. That
free world, really?
Knew this. Yeah, no, no, I said that with air quotes. I'm just on the phone, so you can't really see me right now. But
Right. We heard it.
Folks need to understand that when you paying attention to what he, look, he doing this on purpose because he can. He said it on TV. If I walk down the avenue and shot somebody, nothing would happen. He told you what type boy he is. You know what I'm saying? What we need to stop doing is talking about the stuff we already know, because nothing gets reached like that.
But it's not really talking about, and I agree with both you and Tab. I see where you guys are coming from. But it's not necessarily talking about things that are irrelevant or talking about things that we know are already going to happen. There's people around the country, E, that don't even have these initial conversations. There's people around the country that don't even know that he's up there disrespecting, you know, military families of color. And yes, a question was posed. Tab even asked me this question as well. Like, do you think he would have said the same thing if it was, you know, a white family, or if it was an Indian family, or if it was a Chinese family? Yes. So I do understand, you know, I do understand the different way of thinking about it. You don't think so? I think honestly, true. Go ahead, Keith.
Look, he only messed with people that don't have, like, look, think about it. When he messed with that mentally challenged person, that's where I lost it with him. You know what I mean? Technically, I have a mental deficiency. You know what I mean? But it doesn't hinder me. So I'm not considered on the spectrum. But if you put me in a group with average people, you know, I'm on the spectrum. So when I say him messing with that person, right, who was a white person, but they had a disability, now I started to notice who you is. See, you don't pick on people that you got picked, basically.
I don't agree with that either, but I want Keith to get his point in too. But hold on, I want you to stay on the line, but I don't agree with that either. One, because he did pick on people. You have to think about it. He picked on all of the NFL owners. He called them sons of, well, he called Colin Kaepernick and them sons of bees, but he also called out the NFL owners who actually have the same amount of weight in their pocket that he does. But before we let you talk, I want Keith to get his point out, but I just wanted to point that out to you, that he does pick on people who have the same kind of stature as him too. So it really doesn't make a difference. He doesn't have any picks, for real. But Keith, go ahead and get your point out. E, stay on the line, though.
I wanted to go to the point that you made about the fact that we're highlighting it. It's kind of giving them power. I think that's a double-edged sword. Because you have to think about, let's think about all the things in America that we don't talk about that are still going on today, which is why we have a problem, which is why we're in the state or situation that we're in. So I think it becomes a point of talking about it, to actively come up with a solution and to bring shedness and awareness and light to an issue that is going on and an issue that is wrong. I think where we start, or where we separate ourselves on that other end of the sword, is if you begin to ignore it, things to begin to perpetuate until it gets to a problem that is way too big that we can even comprehend, or way too large to even begin to battle down.
All right,
then
so
we
Keith.
Look at a point and ask ourselves, how do we get here? So I do agree with you and Tab on the sense that we should not be surprised. And I'm not surprised by the things that he does. But I think we need to continue to have these conversations and intellectual dialogue about what is going on, so then that we can come up with active solutions and
answers that's my question,
to what is
Keith.
Going on. And to even go with Tab about what is it that we can do to move forward.
Let me get my question there, because it's more specific. I got a more specific question for you. And my specific question is, what solutions from this conversation, this awareness conversation, because that's really all what it is, and we are giving attention to something, in my perception, again, that is irrelevant, because we're not talking about solutions. And my whole thing is, like, yeah, we can talk about it, and we can say Donald Trump is insensitive, we can say Donald Trump has no empathy, had never shown any empathy, but what solutions are we going to gather from Donald Trump continuing to show us that he is not doing things the normal American way that the past presidents have done? So let's not stop saying that, oh, yeah, he's not doing the American way. He's not doing his president job the way that others has been doing it. But let's talk about solutions to work around us. So what solutions can we get to the un-American way?
Oh, Tab, no, I 100% agree with you in that sense that where it doesn't matter what we talk about, we're all talking about solutions. And I think that's where you all created Revive Radio. I think that's why we have these platforms. So I, myself, you, Tab, POC, the call on the line, and us across America can come up with solutions. So we can talk about dialogue about what it is that we need to do and stop relying on this guy or stop relying on the higher powers that be to...
So, Keith, I need a solution right now. I need a solution right now because I need a solution from you, POC, and E-Dog, to be honest, because y'all came on topic and y'all said this was buzzing for this week and y'all picked this topic for this week. So I need to know what was the purpose of picking this topic, if it was just for intention or, I mean, attention, what is the solution that we're going to give our listeners for calling in today about bringing up Donald Trump is not the normal American president?
Let me bring the ball back real quick. First of all, we need to ignore...
Yo, Keith, we going to dunk it. He going to bring it back, but we going to dunk it.
Right. Hey, throw the alley, bro.
I got you.
Look, I'm going to sham God y'all real quick. Look, we have to ignore the fake nonsense that stop us from the solution. We end up, like Tad Money just told you, we end up talking about the problem more than we talk about the solution. I got a solution for you right now, Tad. Let's get strong as
people. I'm listening.
Let's light that fire under them young black folks. Yo, last night, dig this, right? Last night, a young boy was just like, he heard me rapping in the street because I just dropped my EP. He was like, yo, rap battle. And he started talking about all these Gucci belts and masks that he never had.
What's the solution, though? You got to get to solution.
No. And I'm about to give it to you right now. And in the rap, right? He wanted the rap battle me. We put the beat on. In the rap, I was like, since you talking about that belt, I hope you don't need no help in your schoolwork. You know what I'm saying? I started, look, these young boys, it was a bunch of young boys around me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm using what they like to listen to as a tool to speak to them.
Makes sense.
We need to get stronger as a people. That's the solution. If we don't have nobody to talk to these young folks, we're going to be destroyed by the time they grow. And we gone.
I'm with you. All right, so that's your solution. Get stronger as a people. Get stronger as a people. And I got put you on mute. You kind of loud in the background. So, yes, I agree. I agree with you. We got to get stronger as a people. But, Keith, I'm about to throw you the oop real quick. What the solution to what we're talking about today and the reason why we brought up this topic or the reason why I was like, yo, Keith, let's talk about this today is because the education and the knowledge around it that we need to bring forth to the people each and every day that we get on these airways. So, like I was saying prior to you asking the specific question of what do we need to, you know, what was the point of the conversation? Like I said, there are millions of people out there who don't even know that this exists or this topic is even out there or this even happened this past week. So by us bringing this forth to the airways and breaking it down in a strategic way for them to fully understand what is being told to us and what is a lie. So here on Revive Radio, we want to break the narrative of fake news. We want to give out nothing but the actual fact news with my guy, Keith Taylor, each and every second, fourth Sunday on Revive Radio. So stay tuned. So we want to give out the actual fact news. So we're breaking down the definition of what fake news is, because if you went to CNN, if you went to Fox News, if you went to NBC, they were giving you the fake news. They were giving you the lie that Donald Trump just displayed to us earlier this week, because he lied about the numbers. He lied about calling. He lied about talking to, you know, different military families and things like that. So that's why me and Keith want to come on here to educate it. That's what you have to be educated on the topic, so you're not ignorant when you have these kind of conversations. So my purpose was to educate the people each and every time I give them the airwaves, because Donald Trump was out there lying all week. Eric Holder, the former FBI director, had to tweet out, because Donald Trump made Twitter so powerful nowadays, he had to tweet out the facts so the people can know that what your president just did, he even said himself in his tweet, stop the damn lying, you're the president. So he's out here lying to the people. So that's what me and Keith are trying to do. Well, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. Yo, Keith, go ahead and dunk it.
I would say, Maz, I'm going to bring it up with all two. What the caller said and what POC said is we're giving you real facts. We're bringing attention and light to what's going on. We're empowering our people through an educational standpoint in order to teach the young bucks or the millennials to not stand for this anymore and to make our own call. And then I think the third thing is activism, getting involved in your community and doing things that you feel are necessary or doing things that strike your heart or that stir up a fire in you to get involved or stir up a fire in you to go out here and make a change. And I think that activism piece is very huge in that, in rounding out all three of those, because then you have the education and support to teach the millennials and our generation. We're giving you the truth and shedding light on what is really going on. So once you get those two, you know what's going on. You get the educational piece. Now go out here and get involved in your community and show what it really is or what it really means to go out and here and be involved and get active.
That's what I'm looking for, though.
Now you rounded out all three of those at the same time.
Keith, that's what I'm looking for, though, because I feel like you and Tamara are saying synonyms, and you've been saying synonyms to what I've been saying the whole time, is the attention, the awareness, and the educational piece. Yes, that's what us, Farrakhan, Al Sharpton, all these people have been doing since day one. All we do is educate. All we do is bring light to something. All we do is make the people aware to something. But what are the next steps? What are the action items? Yeah, you want me to go into my community and get involved, and you want me to do activism, but what does that look like? Show me what activism looks like. Show me how to get involved. Show me what are the next steps. Give me A to Z. And that's my whole thing. Like, we get off topic with the Farrakhans and the Al Sharptons, but that's what we do. All we do is reiterate. Let's bring light to it. But nobody say, yo, I need you to go home and I need you to plant 4 seeds of onion and tell your neighbor to go plant 4 seeds of tomato and tell your next neighbor to plant cucumbers and tell your next neighbor to plant squash. And so by the end of this plant harvest, we're going to have vegetables and we all going to trade and we all going to eat for free. Those are the solutions that I'm looking to some of the problems that we have in America. I don't want to keep talking about education or making people aware. Yeah, everybody is aware. Everybody can go on Twitter. Everybody can go on Instagram and get aware and get the truth. But how are we going to differentiate ourselves as Revive to give people these solutions, action items? That's my thing. I don't want to be another Farrakhan. I don't want to grow and people like, oh, yeah, you leading the people. You got the awareness. You educating. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You hip. You knowledgeable. But what are you doing so you can show me? So you can show me what activism looks like. You can show me how to get involved. Are you leading by example or are you just talking to me? And that's the things like me as an activist myself is I show. I don't tell. I don't go about talking about and teaching. I teach, of course, but when I'm teaching, I'm showing how you can do this in your everyday life. And that's what I want our listeners to talk about. Like, how can they take their activism? How can they take them getting involved? How can I take listening to Revive and going out? And now I can actually show something. I'm actually doing it. I'm actually acting. Action.
But item. The difference is, just to follow up on what you were saying, Keith, Tab, and Keith, I know you had something to say too, is, yo, Tab, like when we learned yesterday, it takes a village to raise a child. So, and part of that village, everyone is not going to be the action item, or everyone's not going to be the action person. Some people are there to just give the words. Some people are just there to give the motivation, because sometimes the power is in the words, and I believe that the power is in my words as well as Keith. That's why we utilize our platforms to speak to different people, to get them motivated to even get active. So it has to start from the stem of motivating, inspiring, and putting in those, you know, instilling those different qualities and things of that into different people, so they, when they get up, they like, yo, I just learned this, I just heard this, somebody motivated me, so now I can go up and get active with your girl Tab Money, because Tab Money's in the streets. But I also can go and tune in to Keith Taylor and POC each and every Sunday on Revive Radio, because I know that they're going to put it in my subconscious brain, like, yo, these are the key essentials that I need to do to get up and get active. So it takes a village to raise whatever we're trying to raise, which is the awareness at this point when we get on Revive Radio. In my opinion, Keith, how you feeling?
That was just what I was saying, though. And that's literally what I was just saying, though. You know, it's going to take more than the conventional approaches. You know, we're not going to be able to teach them the same way we was taught, because it's a different era. That's why I was just rapping to these young boys, because they can recite the Migos for me, but they don't know who Marcus Garvey is.
Not at all. They don't know at all.
We got to reach them where they at. We got to reach them where they at and bridge them to where we are. Because not every... Look, I hang around black people all day. I'm in the hood most of the time. That's why I be losing my voice. We be talking about sports. All right? And it be folks my age and older.
But sometimes, I think that defeats the purpose of bringing people. Well, when you say you got to meet them where they are, sometimes I think that defeats the purpose, because sometimes instead of meeting them where they are, you can bring them to where you are, and I think that right. that can actually help them on a whole nother scale, because they will be able to see. What do you mean?
That's a. Bring them there if you don't go get them.
AE, let them know, please.
What do you mean? Like, by us having this, by us, no, listen, you have to understand. So let me answer your question. How are you going to bring them if you don't go get them? Me going to get them is reaching out to them. So if I'm reaching out to you and you are, you know, something about what I'm saying is attracting to you, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you, and I'm going to take you to my level, not even my level, whatever, you know, let me take that back. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take you to where I am, and me taking to where I am is my level of awareness. So now I'm going to sit here and I'm going to break it down to you in a conscious conversation stemming from someone who's not necessarily like-minded as you, but now we can be like-minded because now we can have this kind of conversation, we can have this kind of dialect. But it's not about me meeting them when they are, because if I meet them where they are, now I'm hindering myself to continue to grow a little bit, because I can bring them with me. I do see that. What you about to say, Tab?
Everything
you just said works in theory. Now, what I mean by go where they listen. Not everybody going to speak your language. They're not. You got to understand this. You know what I mean? You got to be the person that tell them, yo, yeah, you might be talking about the same thing, but we speak in a different language. Let me show you something, young buck. That's going to where they're at. I don't mean active.
You don't have to, but you don't have to be where they are in order to be transparent, though. I don't have to be where you are in order to be transparent. I can be transparent, the most transparent as possible, by being where I am and you being where you are, and we can still have a conversation. We can definitely do that.
So my whole thing is what E is saying, and what I'm gonna get ready to say, that it's a process. Like, even when you're trying to learn a different language, somebody has to meet me where I am to get me to understand the language. When I go to different countries and they only speak French and they don't speak no English, they're not about to say, I'm about to sit here and learn English so I can talk to Tab. They're going to say, no, Tab, you're going to learn French so you can communicate with the rest of us. But what you, but I get what you're, no, it's not me getting on their level, because Tamara, but Tamara, what I'm saying is the process is that, POC, what I'm saying is the process is that somebody has to start with me is breaking down sounds. I'm not about to come out here and say, oh, yeah, for me, in order for me to learn French, the next day I'm about to start speaking fluent French. No, I got to start down with breaking down the words, start making the sounds, practicing how to even position my mouth to even make some of the sounds that these people are making. So it's the whole process. Yes, you have to come down to my level so that I can then raise up to your level. I'm not about to just jump to your level because you want me to be there.
But you kind of just contradicted yourself. Hold on.
I really bone in their body.
Go keep. Really get it in real quick.
Fall and break every bone in their body.
Hold on. I agree with both sides of it, and I agree with Tab and the caller saying. I agree with POC is saying. I think you have to understand where they are and where it is that where they are, basically, right? And you have to understand that sense of meeting them to where they are to get to know what it is that they really know or what it is that they're really trying to do. But then, as POC is saying, you have to then begin to transition them from where they are to where they need to be and to where
exactly.
you are. And to kind of meet them in the middle of that sense of like, all right, I understand you're here. This is where you need to get, or this is where we want you to get, or this is where you want to get. So now how do we lay out these steps in action that Tab wants and solutions in order to get to that end goal or get to that end point? So then now I have taken you from the process.
Hold on, E, let him talk.
Go ahead, bro. Go for. I apologize.
No, you good. Go ahead. It's a meeting halfway.
What I'm saying is, you can't ask somebody to get somewhere and like. All right, look, right. That's just like me asking you, yo, travel 100 miles in this amount of time, but you have nothing. That sounds simple, right? But if I'm saying, yo, I need you to be 100 miles from where you at right now. Here's a rental car. Now it sounds plausible, right?
You lost me with the analogy. I'm not even going to hold you, fam.
All right. What I'm saying is, if I give you the tools to get where I want you to get and where you want to get, but you don't know how to get there, now we good, right? But if I tell you to do something, like if your boss tell you do a job, you don't got no tools to do it. How you going to clean the floor with no mop?
What you mean? You going to find a way. You're definitely going to find a way. Yeah, I feel like.
Exactly. But how long is that going to take? Now we got the tools to give them to get where they're going fast. It's up to us. It's up to the folks with that mind. It's up to the folks with that speech. It's up to the folks that know better to teach the ones that don't. Like you said, it takes a village to raise. That's what it is.
Agree, but it definitely takes a village to rage. And Keith, what you about to say? I want you to get your point in too, because we actually about to wrap up here on Revive too.
I really think it's just a meeting in the middle. You go to understand where they are, and then you begin to find ways or processes in order to get them to where you need them to be. I think it's
just
saying.
That's what I was just saying. So now you're on my way.
Hold on.
No, that's what I said. I was in both of you all's wave in the beginning. I mean, I feel that you also have to go to where they are in order to understand what it is that you need. But then I also understand POC's way is that you also have to find a way to get to where you need to go. So if I tell you, you got a job here in L.A., and let's say you don't have a plane ticket, and this is the job you always wanted, you're going to find a way to get to that job, regardless of if the company gives you a way or not. Now, it's up to them. They provided you the opportunity in coming and saying, hey, this is your job offer. Now, it's up to you to find a way to get there. I think it's a middle point that when you understand in the beginning part of the process, or in the beginning part of the village, you analyze what it is that we don't have and what it is that we need. So, okay, yes, I'm understanding or getting to the beginning point of meeting you, or not even meeting you, of trying to understand where you are. Then you get to POC's point is, okay, now we have to collectively find a way in order to get us to a full up-and-coming running village, either with the government, with vegetables, with food, with grocery stores, anything, that we need to figure that middle part out. And I think it's both of those in a sense of what it really looks like for me personally.
My thing is that if we want results, so I'm a solutions, I'm a results person, purpose-driven person. Like, if you literally want to see results, you got to go meet the people where they at. It's as simple as that. Yeah, you got to lift them up to get where we're going. But if you really want them to be able to, results as in the masses, yeah, we can change, reach one person, and eventually we can raise the nation. But you know how much time that takes when you say, oh, you got a job opportunity in L.A. and I need you to get there Monday? And yeah, we know only the strong will survive, yeah. But if we want to have results for the masses, yo, we got to get these people tools, resources to help them achieve to where they're going. You just can't say, yo, meet me on the moon and don't show me how I get there. Don't give me no tools. Don't give me no resources. How are we as a collective, as the village, being accountable for our people?
That's why we have this conversation, because if you really think about this call right now, and think about everybody's role in the village. Everybody doesn't do the same thing.
Agreed.
My brain does not work like yours. Agreed. So what happens is, or the village, or the way you can look at this is me and POC are essentially your news people in giving you the information or the weather for what it is for today. We give you that. So if we tell you, me and POC tell you, it's going to be 70 degrees. Cab, you are a solutions person. So you being a farmer, you know that when it's 70 degrees outside, from the information that you have gathered from us, you know what you need to do in order to protect your crop, in order for you to have a successful season so that we as the village can eat. The caller on the other end is also that person who then you consider him a supermarket. So how do you get the crops from the field in order to the people in their hands? So he is going to now put supermarkets, I don't even like Walmart, but let's say Walmart, Public, Food Lion, whatever you want to think about. Now we're putting these grocery stores in the places where people are. So you have every part of the process covered. And I think right now what we are doing is one part of the solution process. It's not the whole solution, but myself, POC, you, or the caller, we cannot all do it by ourselves. We
Agreed.
All need each other.
Agreed.
You need the correct information about what is going on in government and politics and news with Donald Trump, regardless of if you want to shed light on it or not. Do I agree that we should be surprised or we should continue to be talking about this? No, we don't, because it is stupid. And Donald Trump is sense and how he acts. But you need the correct information in order for you as Tab Money to go out and give the people exactly what it is that they need, or for you to come up with a really good solution.
Actual factual.
And not that actual factual, and not relying on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, or any other type of news source to try to give you that, because it is jaded. And now, since you have jaded information, you are making jaded activism and jaded decisions about what is going on. And I think
what I'm asking POC and Keith Taylor to do is just give me step two. Go further than what the other podcasts, the other news channels, magazines, radio stations, whatever they're doing. I'm telling you to take a step further. Hold on, E. So,
well, no, he had a good point.
So, no, let me go back to it, because I want to break it down from his example that he gave us. He said that, yo, with the weather station, he said, yeah, we're giving y'all the weather for the news, but the step two that I'm looking for is to tell me to grab my snow pants or to grab my umbrella or to be careful because of the roads is slippery.
We can't talk over each other.
No, I'm sorry. But Tad, what I'm saying is that everybody has a role, right? You are a support, or you are a action driven person, right? So why do you need me as Keith Taylor to tell you what you need to do?
Because
if I'm giving you the information and the tools of what is really going on, why does it take me to tell you what?
Because
to
you
do?
Have to. I said why we want results for the masses.
Okay, I have this information that Keith and POC just gave me. I know what is going on now. What is it that I can do as Tab Money to go out here and get involved? Why do you need me to tell you step two? I feel like I did my job in step one and laying the foundation, the framework, the base of the house, building concrete and the structure for you to then go in and say, how do I really want to design this house or building? I have the accurate information about what the weather is. You're the farmer. You're the active person. I can't tell you what to do because I don't really know what you're passionate about. I'm sure it's money because it's Tab Money and you have your segment.
But Keith, I'm not talking specifically for myself though. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about results for the masses. Tab Money is okay. I'm never talking for self. I'm talking for the masses. Right. So if we try and get results as the masses, yeah, Tab know how to take information and go to the next level with it. But my man who's homeless on the street, he don't know how to turn information into action. The bus driver down the street, he don't know how to turn information into action. The lady who owned the corner store, the Chinese lady who owned the carryout, she don't know how to turn information into action. So I'm asking you to go the extra step for my listeners who don't know how to, or who's not getting the examples, who's not getting the education in school.
Yo, E, we got to hurry up and wrap up too. I got 2 minutes.
All right, look, let me finish real fast. Look, he has a point though, Tab. Listen, you and I are more of the type of people. See, look, he's not talking about us in general. It's like you just said, you speaking for the masses, and so am I. I know folks like me. I will attack you with information. You know what I mean? If you feed me the information, you might even say, yo, E, tell these folks. You know what I mean? By knowing me. So what I'm saying is, he does have a point. We got type A people and type B people, all right? And you got to let them know. Basically, if we're going to give them the tools, we just define what type of person they are. If they type A, they tell you the information and they be accurate and on time with it, or the type B people that tell you how to use the information.
And my thing
we
is
have to work together.
We do.
We can't. Look, we got to stop that divided mindset, because that's some real Willie Lynch shit.
Agree. And we was talking about this the last time.
Like that.
And my whole thing too, though, is like,
Yo, E, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. I do got to let you go because we got to hurry up and wrap it up. Tab, you got to make your last point, man. Make your last point. Yo, Keith, stay on the line, though.
My whole thing is just is the results for the people. Because, like, with the whole thing with the fake news, nobody goes the extra mile to research. So, yeah, you giving me this information, but what are the people going to do for themselves? We already know our people are lazy. The majority of the people, the majority of the masses, they are lazy. When they get to CNN news, they don't go and research. They don't see if this is true or not. So what I'm telling you, Tamara, to differentiate yourselves, yeah, y'all doing a great, amazing job of what you're doing now, but taking it to the next level. I'm all about powering up. If we want to power up, we got to give it to the people so we don't make it as so hard for them. Like, our people are lazy again. Like, and that's another concept. But go ahead so we can wrap this
I'm
up.
Sorry. No. I'm gonna just follow up because I think what's going. I think we're all saying the same thing. We're just saying it in different ways. And even when you said about the masses, right? You talked about how do we get that information to the bus drivers?
The action, though. The information is there to the bus driver, but how
No. I'm not saying get the information. You get the action to the bus drivers by what he just said. He is the type of person who he just told you that he will go to where somebody is. So we give E the information every second and fourth Sunday about what is going on in America. And I know E does his own research, and he figures out the way. So as you just said, who goes and finds the research? Me and POC go and find the research in order to spread it to you all, where you have your people that you go and reach, and he has his people who he goes and reach. And he takes that information that we give, then he goes to step two about the activism, the community, whatever it is that he does. Tab Money then goes to step two about whatever Tab Money feels issued about. That's the process, and then it branches off. I think we're all saying the same thing, just in different ways at the end of the day. And
I agree. But make it easier for the listeners, please. The bus drivers, the homeless people, the lunch ladies, the janitors. Like, they're doing is taking the news and running with it. They taking CNN, they taking Fox 5, Channel 9, all this BS, and they just running with it. They not doing the next steps. And if we don't do the next steps for them, I'm not saying we got to take them to the water and drink for them, but we got to take it to the water and let them choose to drink or not. And I do appreciate y'all for dropping the juice every second and fourth Sundays with the actuals and the factuals.
The actual factual with your boy Keith Telly. Yo, Keith, yo, this was a great conversation. Thank you for, you know, picking this conversation because now, you know, me and you both have, you know, some homework to do. We're going to go back. We're going to do our research. So, you know, the next Sunday, the fourth Sunday, well, this is actually the fourth Sunday. So the next Sunday, the second Sunday of November, when we get back on together, we're going to have some more gems and we're going to come from, you know, a different perspective, or we're just going to come from the same perspective, spitting out the same gems. It's just how the person takes the information. And like Tab said, we can bring them to the river, but it's up to them to drink it. You hear me? So you know what I'm saying? We're doing what we can do. In my opinion, I feel like we're doing what we can do by spreading the message and educating and bringing forth the knowledge that most people don't know about, because most people are not going to do the research on politics like me and you would, because we're interested in these type of conversations. So that's why we bring them forth to the audience here on Revive, so they can understand as well, coming from a millennial perspective. So I do understand what's happening, saying we got to get to the next step, but I think the next step is where the activism comes in at. So that's when, you know, we will relay the information, we will break the information down to a T, so the people who are activists, who gets up and get out into these streets, can take that information that they just heard from your boy Keith Taylor from the Left Side of Politics and your girl POC from Revive Radio. They'd be like, you know what, I heard this from here, so let me spread this to you while we're out here in these streets. So I think that is the next step, but the activist has to do their job of getting the information from the people who are the talkers, who are the speakers, who are the influence, you know, of the world when it comes to putting out that information. So I think it goes hand in hand. We just have to work together, and that will be the next step, working together as, you know, the people who are the talkers and working together with the people who are, you know, the people who activate. Because she said, I don't talk, I'm about the action. So we'll be the talkers and it'll be about that action. And it has to go hand in hand in order for it to correlate and work, you know, and be that unity so it can work like we're looking for, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I mean, I reiterate everything you said. And as we talked about, it's a village. And as Tab wants action, and we're giving you that information. So like you said, this is our action. Our action is to go and do the research, as people don't want to do because they're not passionate about it. They don't care about politics. They don't see how it relates to anything, or they don't want to get involved. So this is our action of what we're doing in order to give you that. Then you have people who are like Tab and E and all those other individuals in the village or the world who then take that information and then actively put in steps in order to make that happen, whatever it is they're passionate about. I know it's not politics, and that's what I tell the people on our team is, and me and my our co-founder Brax talked about this. I know everybody on our team does either not care about politics or it doesn't really relate to them. They just don't. They may not care about it, right? But what the key part of it is that you put these people in positions of things that they really do care about. So our social marketing person, Candace, she may not really care about politics, but what do we have her doing? We having her on social media, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever, website, doing social media things, reposting articles, reposting videos, coming up with articles, finding people to get involved. We have a marketing director, Simone, whose whole job is to go out and find and making sure our content reaches the right person. That's what she wants to do. Does she really care about politics? Maybe, maybe not. It doesn't really matter. But she's in a position now to do that. With Tab, us in POC, we give the information that now Tab has in order for Tab to go out and take that step too.
Exactly.
She may not really care about politics, but she now has the information. So whatever it is that Tab does care about, she knows that she can come, send Keith a text, send POC a text and be like, yo, Keith, POC, I heard tax reform is changing. Or what does tax reform look like? Or what is this bill that Donald Trump now has on the floor? How does that, what is changing about what our current tax code is to what it will be? All right, Tab, this is what it's going to look like. All right, so now that I know that from what our tax code is, now Tab can either put together a workshop, Tab can do activism, Tab can do anything community-wise that Tab feels necessary to do in order to spread that message, to get that to the people who need to know about this new tax code. And I think that's how the process works. Everybody has their own specific niche or specific area that they're good at. They take that, do that to the best of their ability. Somebody else picks off of that, and then you keep picking off the tree as you have your village, and everybody has their roles in which they're doing.
Agreed, Keep. Go ahead and give yourself a shout out, because we are over time today. So go ahead and give yourself a shout out really quick so we can go ahead and wrap up. I appreciate you, Keep, coming on the Revive platform and supporting us here. And we're going to continue to support you over there on the Left Side Politics. We got to get this information out. We got to spit out these actual factuals each and every day. That's why I love what you're doing. Go ahead and give yourself a shout out.
So everybody, POC, Tab, I want to thank you all, the whole Revive video team. So I am Keith Taylor, the co-founder of TLS Politics. We are a political blog that is giving you the actual factuals about what's going on in the world. You can catch us on Facebook and Instagram at TLS Politics. You can catch us on Twitter at TLS Politics _. We do a video of the day on Instagram. We do a question of the day in which we're challenging thinking. Videos talk about high-level topics and kind of break them down for people to understand in their everyday life. And we're out here spreading a positive message. If you want to send us a question of the day, suggestions, or anything, you can send us an email at theleftside@gmail.com, theleftside@gmail.com. So make sure you all follow us on Instagram or Facebook at TLS Politics.
I'm with it. Make sure you guys go support my boy Keith Taylor over there with the Left Side of Politics. Thank you, Keith, once again. I will be speaking with you in the second week of November. Let's get it.
Right. Hey, thank you all. You all have a great week, great weekend, and much love, and keep doing your thing up in Philly.
No doubt. Make sure you guys go support the Left Side of Politics. Go follow them right now on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. But before we wrap up today, I do want to let E, because he is mad. He is my super supporter. She's always rocking every time he calls. So I got to let him go ahead and shout out his EP, like I promised. Go ahead and shout out your EP and how the people can find it, E.
Hey, yo, go on that SoundCloud, type in She Rockin', capital S-H-E, capital R-O-C-K-I-N. You know what I'm saying? That joint is flames, baby. And it's not that trash, that mumble rap. You know what I mean? It's real.
Bet. I'm with it. Make sure you guys go support my man E. He goes by the name of Detrimental when he gets on the mic. So make sure you guys go support Detrimental. Yo, send me something right now so I can go ahead and post it on my social media so I can get you out the way.
I got you. She rocking. Thank you.
No doubt. Detrimental in the house. But before we wrap up, you know your girl Tab Money got to get y'all some gems for the week. Get y'all buzzing for what's buzzing as we just wrapped up what's buzzing. Yo, Tab Money. Throw that money. Psych, now, what you about to say, Tab?
So I just got this one quote that I want to drop for y'all today before we leave to get this week started. Every worm, every insect, every animal is working for the ecological well-being of the planet. Only humans who claim to be the most intelligent species here are not doing that. Every worm, every insect, every animal is working for the ecological well-being of the planet. Only we humans who claim to be the most intelligent species here are not doing that. So what I'm going to just tell y'all to do is be accountable for yourself, for your community, for your village, for your homes, and for the universe as well. Like, we all got responsibilities out here, and the major responsibility is to free up yourself, but also to take care of Mother Nature and Mother Earth as well. So, yeah, shout out to the universe. The universe always conspiring for this Revive team right here, so holding us down each and every 24 a.m. to the p.m.
Yes, I'm with it. Yes, 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 yes. You know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC. We're about to wrap up another episode of Revive. Shout out to Ted Money for holding it down in the studio with me. Shout out to that quote, too. I hope that manifests in y'all minds all week because we got to save Mother Nature. Why? Because she ain't playing with us. Make sure you got your big coat, the big puffy coat out right now. And if you're looking for some crews, make sure you hit up Ted Money so you can grab this Russell Brand crew neck right now. I hope you guys fall into this Russell Brand this fall. You hear me? So make sure you guys stay tuned. And we got the headbands to keep your ears warm. You know, you got to keep them ears warm. So we definitely got the headbands to do that. Shout out to Harmony the Goddess for holding it down as well. Yo, Harmony, you about to go do a project. We got to talk about this real quick. Man, we got to get off before they shut us off. Yo, what are you about to go do? You about to go do some massage therapy. You better get it in. Y'all, if y'all don't know, Harmony the Goddess, she is a massage therapist. If you guys need a massage right now, you need to hit her up. If you need some imprints, because she leaves imprints when she leaves your body, man. I'm trying to tell you. If you need a massage right now, make sure you guys hit up Harmony the Goddess, because she definitely going to leave some imprints every time she come through. Yo, Harmony, what you about to go do? Tell the people to come through and support you right now and come get these massages.
So peace and blessings to you all again. Today I am doing Curls and Crowns launch event. It's going to be a panelist discussion, and definitely we're going to have some chair massages and some other things that are taking place into this event. But also the spa and wellness that I do work at, Remedy Spa and Wellness, we are having a sip and stretch on this Wednesday, 5:30 to 8:00, so right before you listen to Revive on this winning Wednesday, come to the Sip and Stretch if you are in the Philadelphia area. You can definitely check us out on Discover_Remedy on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and then just register. It's only $15, and we also do in-home services. So if you're ever looking to have a little gathering, a little girls' night, a spa night, we come to you. You don't even have to come to the studio. So definitely check us out on Discover_Remedy. I'm on Instagram, and then also just check out the Sip and Stretch. But I'm so excited about today's event, definitely.
I'm with it. So make sure you guys hit up Harmony. How can they do that? You forgot to give them your Instagram, your Facebook, and your email, man. Shout yourself out. Go ahead. Come on, for they about to kick us off, man. Go ahead.
I know. Let me hurry up. So you can definitely email me at HarmonyTheGoddess. @gmail.com. Also, I'm Harmony the Goddess on social media as well. If you are looking for a massage therapist, because we are in our bodies 365, 24/7. And if we are not taking care of the number one thing that we're always in, what else who else is going to take care of us? So definitely check us out, Discover_Remedy. Also send me an email, HarmonyTheGoddess@gmail.com. Living in peace, not pieces.
Elevate high at all times while you're choosing greatness. You know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC, host of Revive. This is the Sunday edition of Revive. I know we went over because we were reviving the people each and every time we get on these airways. Make sure you guys stay tuned to Revive. We're coming live on DG Radio each and every Monday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tune in. Tomorrow is going to be a jam-packed show, so make sure you guys do that. And we're back on Time for an Awakening on Wednesday with your winning Wednesday with your girl, POC. So make sure you guys stay tuned. And I just want to give another Earth Day birthday shout out to your girl True Heart holding it down for the Revive team. Happy 25th birthday. I hope you have a great one. Yo, Tab, thanks for coming through. You know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC.